by the center fielder.
This is the Pepsi Pregame Show, brought to you by the Pepsi Cola Bottling Company of Hastings. Live for now.
And he's going to try to make an inside-the-park home run to the plate, and he's going to be in there, a stand-up inside-the-park home run there.
Now, let's get you out to the diamond for tonight's game.
And good afternoon. Welcome to Billwood Field. We're in North Platte this afternoon. It's the championship ball game of the Area 7 baseball tournament today as Hastings Five Points Bank gets set to take on Kearney Runza's. We spent a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Russ Kendig. And coach, survived 3 days of elimination games to enter the championship. That's all you can ask.
Yeah, it sure is. You know, we've sent three home, teams home, and hopefully we can come and send a fourth team home and come out of this the champs of it.
After losing to North Platte on Friday night, you guys have really come back to, and played three solid ball games in the elimination contest.
Yeah, we have, and we've put a string of three games. You know, in North Platte, we played all right, but we've really played well. And you know, we don't have a whole lot of pitching left, but we're going to go out there and scrap and grind like we have all year, and hopefully come away with two wins.
Really, the biggest change, I think, has been your offense. Your offense has got 33 base hits in three ball games now.
Sure. You put a good defense and good pitching like we've had all year and add runs. You know, we're a 4 or 5 run team a game average coming into this weekend. And when you can get 7 or 8, gives your pitchers a little bit more flexibility there if they have a bad inning or, you know, just not quite so much pressure on them all the time. And, you know, score 8 or 9 runs in games like these 9-inning games, you got to feel pretty comfortable that you can come away with the win.
For the most part, you have had good pitching performances out of your starters here, and your defense has been sensational.
Yeah, it has been. You know, and that's kind of been our game all year. We've stuck to it. I haven't tried changing anything, and anything we can do at the plate, if we feel like if we can get up to that 10-hit mark, you know, somewhere in that area, we're going to score some runs, and you know, hopefully we can do it today. I'm sure they're going to throw the Eck out kid who we faced early, and we scored some runs, hit him pretty hard in Kearney. Just hit a lot of Adam balls and didn't find holes. Hopefully they'll find holes today.
Yesterday it was a 9-6 win over North Platte in the elimination ball game. You guys scrapped, got to the ninth inning, scored 3 runs in the top of the ninth, and then held them for once in the bottom of the ninth inning.
Yeah, that was, you know, problem we had on Friday was we couldn't hold them. We've been that away team every game so far. But, you know, all you can ask for is to go out there, be on top, going into the bottom of the ninth, and hopefully put them away.
Alex Panganiban came on and pitched the last 5 innings for you after Jared Foote got the start. Pango did what he had to do out there.
Yeah, he did just enough, I think, too. They hit him pretty good. I don't know, you know, some guys just don't fare well against another team, but we felt Alex was our best chance. A senior won the ball, and you know, today we'll go Alex Mendoza, who's started 3 games, I think, for us this year, and you know, he's kind of got a rubber arm. Hopefully he can keep us in the ball game for a long time, and then we'll probably go to Ryan Kern or, you know, Brock Dreher's thrown a little bit for us, but we'll figure that out when it comes.
And Pango, he came on yesterday and immediately gave up 3 consecutive base hits. Didn't look good for the opener, and then he kind of settled down.
Yeah, he comes in the inning after he hit that home run, so I don't know if he had a little bit too much juice flowing through the veins or what was going on, but yeah, came out 3 base hits right in a row. Coach Asher went out there, settled him down. We minimized that a little bit, and the rest of the way, it was great.
Now you're into the championship ball game against Kearney Runza here this afternoon. Not only do you have to beat Kearney once, you got to beat him twice in order to win the Area 7 baseball championship. You just take these games one at a time and then worry about the second one if it comes?
Yeah, you have to. You know, you don't have to worry about the second game if you don't win the first one. So we're going to put everything into that first game, kind of like we've been doing since we've been in the loser's bracket. It's win or go home. Don't leave anything in the tank. And any arm that's available, we're going to use. Try and get that first win.
As a safety net, you've already qualified for the state tournament, so you guys can really go out and play maybe some loosey-goosey here today in this one.
Right. Everybody's pretty well relaxed. They're happy. They know they're in. You know, hopefully we come out and stay focused. It'd be awful nice to be in Grand Island for the state tournament and not Omaha. So we're going to try and come out and win a couple games. And, you know, like I said, there's no pressure. We can go out there, relax, play our type of baseball, and hopefully we come out on top.
Okay, we'll come back and talk about Kearney as our pregame show continues after this.
In order to test the sheer power of the new Pepsi made with real sugar, we've placed an ice-cold supply at one of summer's hottest habitats, the pool party. Let's see what happens.
Okay, rules are simple. Whoever has the biggest cannonball gets this ice-cold Pepsi made with real sugar.
The Pepsi made with real sugar appears to have a fun-loving effect on the partygoers.
Hey, who's that in the bushes?
Oh, dear me. I've been spotted.
Oh, you're here to judge the cannonball contest, right?
They're attempting to interact with me, think fast. Yes,
of course I'm here to judge your cannonball contest.
All right, man, let's cannonball!
Make it a real big summer with new Pepsi made with real sugar. Grab one today because they won't last long. Pepsi, live for now.
Tyrone, if you're going to make it to the next round, you simply must get higher elevation from your takeoff. Allow me.
Tyrone, you got schooled.
Back with Hastings head coach Russ Kindig. It's Hastings and Carney Runza here this afternoon at the Bill Smith field here in North Platte. Coach, Carney is a team that we have not had a whole lot of success with this season, but pretty familiar with them.
Yeah, we're very familiar with them. You know, we two of the three games we were right in there with them, probably should have beat them the first time. We were in the game there, like I said, in Kearney when the Eckout kid pitched, and we just hit a lot of balls right at people. They found some holes. And then the Pocock kid came and really shut us down. He was pretty darn good, and he is pretty, you know, just one of the top pitchers we've probably seen this year. So we're familiar with them. We know what they're going to try and do. They're going to try and hit the ball all over the place. They're going to run. Bunt and run, fake bunt and run, that kind of stuff. So I feel like we got a pretty good scouting report on them.
Well, this is a team that can put some runs on the scoreboard. They put 25 up on North Platte the other day, scored 15 in one inning alone. So just trying to stay out of the big inning, is that the key tonight?
Yeah, and they're good at that. You know, they get that blood in the water mentality, and they really tack it on. So like you said, we got to minimize those kind of innings. And we just got to answer. If they're going to come out and score runs, we got to come out and answer and score the runs with them.
Pitching is going to be the key here today, especially if we get into the second ball game. What do we got lined up?
We got Alex Mendoza to start. We got Ryan Kern. Valentine feels pretty good. He didn't throw a whole lot of pitchers on that Saturday start, so we'll probably look at him a little bit. Maybe Brock Dreher. You know, like I said, it'll be kind of the Johnny Holstaff if we get into that second game. We don't want to throw any of our starters because now this late into Tuesday, we'd start the state tournament on Saturday, so we don't want to burn any of our starters for that. So we're going to need everybody there too. So whoever's got an arm that doesn't feel bad is going to get in today, I think.
It's like a raise your hand if you want to pitch in the second game today. Huh?
Yeah, that's about right. Just go down the line and see who wants to throw. So
Alex Mendoza, again, talk about him. We've relied on him a couple of times this year.
Yeah, you know, gosh, don't know what we'd do without him out of that bullpen for us this year. He's been great. We haven't had to use him a whole lot here lately. The starters have been throwing a lot of innings, so he should be fresh. He will be fresh. He'll throw a curveball or a decent curveball, a fastball that, as little as he is, doesn't look like it's going to get up there very fast, but he's got a little deceiving fastball with a little velocity there, and then he throws a knuckleball that Brooks hates, I'm sure, to catch, but it dances all over the place when he's got that thing going too, so he's got three tough pitches.
We have not had to use him a whole lot as a starter this year, although he has started a couple of games for us.
Yep, he started a couple games for us, but you know, he's a guy that we play Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Don't be surprised if you didn't see him on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday out of our pen. So he's thrown a lot of innings for us out of the pen. He's got one of those rubber arms that doesn't ever seem to be sore. He takes care of his arm after practice, after games, all the time. So he's a guy that's going to take care of himself, and hopefully he can go. We'd love it if we went nine.
All right, good luck to you.
Thank you.
Russ Kindig, head coach for Hastings Five Points Bank. Stick around. Starting lineups in the play-by-play description coming up next. Hastings and Kearney today on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to the Pepsi Pregame Show, brought to you by the Pepsi Cola Bottling Company of Hastings. Live for now. Stay tuned. The first pitch is straight ahead on your link to local sports, 1230 KHAS. Follow all your favorite teams in the Hastings Tribune and online at hastingstribune.com. Read stories and see action photos online anytime. Go to HT Media to view and order Tribune sports and news photos. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune and get the e-edition free.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
Today's American Legion baseball game is brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local athletics.
And good afternoon. Welcome to Billwood Field. We're in North Platte today for the Area 7 American Legion Seniors Baseball Championship as Hastings Five Points Bank gets set to take on Carney Runza here this afternoon. Hastings has survived three elimination games in the past 3 days after dropping the opener here in the area tournament to North Platte by the score of 6-5. Hastings has come back to beat Lexington 15-1. Then he beat the West Coast Zephyrs out of Scotts Bluff Gehring by the score of 14-5. Yesterday, they picked up a 9-6 win over North Platte. As the bats have come alive for Hastings the past three ball games, and they have survived three elimination games. Carney Runza, they've been play a game, have a day off. Play a game, have a day off here in the area tournament. They opened things up on Friday with a win over Lexington. Then they knocked off North Platte on Sunday by a score of 25-3 there in the tournament. They scored 15 runs in the third inning alone and won the win by a score of 25-3. So Carney is sitting at 2-0 here in the area tournament. Hastings is currently 3-1. Carney has already beaten Hastings three times this season. Beat him 5-3 to start the season, 6-2 about midway through the season. And then Peyton Pocock came into Duncan Field on the reopening of Duncan a few weeks ago and no hit Hastings and beat Hastings 5 points back by a score of 7-0. Hastings will have to beat Carney twice here this afternoon to win the Area 7 American Legion Baseball Tournament because Carney is the only undefeated team left during the tourney, so Hastings will have to win this first ball game, then they'll have to play a second ball game and win that one in order to win the area tournament and move on to the state tournament next weekend in Grand Island. If not, Hastings will be the runner-up here in the Area 7 tournament, and they would face the field at Omaha South in the two Class A state tournaments that will be set up for next weekend. So first things first, Hastings taking on Carney here in game number one in North Platte. We'll come back and check the starting lineups in 1 minute.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at Five Points Bank, the better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have Five Points Bank Mobile Capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get Mobile Capture, log into your Five Points Bank account, then select Mobile Capture Enrollment, or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile Capture, from the banking technology leader, Five Points Bank.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
The playing of the national anthem as we get set for baseball here today between Hastings and Carney Runza. We'll get to the starting lineups brought to you by Hastings 5 Points Bank, locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why 5 Points Bank is the better bank. Hastings going to be the home team here this afternoon for the first time in 4 days. Head coach Russ Kindig has won the coin flip, and Hastings will be the home team here today, dressed in their white baseball pants and their red tops here this afternoon. in the championship game of the Area 7 American Legion Baseball Tournament in North Platte. Hastings will with Brock Dreher in the leadoff position again today. Brock Dreher is the center fielder. He's batting 301 in the season. Jameson Cockrell will be your right fielder. He'll bat second, his average at 301. Alex Pangandiban will be the designated hitter today. Pango hitting 321. He had a home run yesterday in a ball game against North Platte. Mason Spilnick will be at third base. Spilnick's average is at 283. Brooks Asher behind the plate today. His average is at 260. Zach Merrill will be at first base. He'll bat sixth. His average at 267. Ryan Kern will be your second baseman. His average at 262. John Blazer will be your left fielder. He'll bat at the number eight position. His average is at 291. Sam Reimer will be the shortstop today. He'll bat ninth. His average at 222. And the starting pitcher for Hastings there in this championship ball game will be Alex Mendoza. Mendoza 3-1 in the season. He's got two saves. ERA is sitting at 1.78. So Hastings 5 points back, going with Dreher and Cockrell. Also Pangandiban. Then it's Spilnick, Asher, and Merrill, Kern, Blazer, and Reimer, with Alex Mendoza on the mound here this afternoon. Bacardi runs a program that has won this area tournament 8 years in a row. It'll be a Braden Eckout, the pitcher. He'll lead things off. His batting average at 399. His record on the mound, 5 wins, 2 losses with a save and an ERA at 3.98. Hunter King will follow him. He's a center fielder. His average at 319. Matt Moore, who has been on fire here in the area tournament, he will bat third today. Matt Moore has a batting average on the season at 442. He is 11 out of 12 on the plate in the area tournament thus far. Ty Roseberry will be at first base. He'll bat fourth. Chris Langen, the third baseman, batting fifth. Dakota Schreiner, the shortstop, with an average of 327. He'll be in the number six position today. Phil Vornhagen, the right fielder, will bat seventh. His average of 282. Peyton Pocock, the second baseman, he'll bat in the number eight position. His average of 256. And Jamison Ortley, the catcher, batting ninth. His average is at 265. Starting lineups today brought to you by 5 Points Bank, now with 3 locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and at 322 North St. Joe. Hastings 5 Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. So Alex Mendoza getting the start for Hastings here in game number one. Hastings has to win this ball game to force another game today, which will be 30 minutes after the completion of game number one. So it's a do or die here for Hastings twice in order to win the Area 7 American Legion Baseball Tournament. If not, Hastings will be the runner-up, and we'll head to the state tournament in Omaha next weekend. Alex Mendoza getting the start for Hastings here in game number one. There's a ball hit down the line at third. Spilnick's got it. His long throw to first is going to be in time in the opening batter here. Braden Eckout. He grounds out to Mason Spilnick at third base. So one man out for Connie here in the top half of the first inning. The defense for Hastings has been very good throughout this area tournament so far. And the first chance for Mason Spilling at third base results in an out over there. Hunter King will come up there next for Cardi Runza. King has a batting average of 319. He will bat here from the left-hand side for Cardi. Cardi going to be dressed in her white uniforms there this afternoon with a blue trim. There's a ball hit right to the first baseman. That's going to be Merrill. He goes over and touches the bag. Hunter King is retired in the play, 3 unassisted, as he hits that one right to Zach Merrill, the first baseman. That's going to bring up Matt Moore next, the left fielder. Moore has done the job all season long, his average at 444 in the season. So far here in the area tournament, he is 11 out of 12 from the plate with 9 runs scored and 3 RBIs. He steps in there from the left-hand side as he waits on a pitch now from Alex Mendoza, and the pitch can be outside for a ball. Alex Mendoza will have to be very careful around this guy. Matt Moore, he has really seen the ball well here in the Area 7 baseball tournament here this weekend. Here comes the next pitch by Mendoza. That one's going to be in there for a strike on the inside corner on Matt Moore. And the count is sitting at 1-1. Just underway here this afternoon in North Platte, the Area 7 baseball championship on 1230 KHAS between Hastings and Connie Runza. These two teams have played 3 times already, and Connie is 3-0 against Hastings this season. There's a breaking pitch there that's going to miss outside, and Mendoza is behind on the count now with 3 balls and 1 strike. Ty Roseberry will be next, and it's Chris Langen. Here comes the next pitch by Mendoza. Ball swung on, hit towards short, fielded there by Reimer. He goes to first base, and Carney goes down in order here in the top half of the first inning. Matt Morey grounds out to the shortstop, Sam Reimer, and Carney is out of this first inning. No runs on no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the first with a score. Carney nothing and Hastings nothing.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, 207 South Burlington, is the place for all your rehabilitation needs. PTSR offers a wide variety of services, including orthopedic, neurologic, and sports injury rehabilitation. A certified hand specialist is available for the more delicate upper extremity injuries. Aquatic therapy and balance training is also available. A certified athletic trainer is on staff as well. PTSR has a strong industrial services division providing physical and functional capacity testing, as well as drug and alcohol screening. Please visit our website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches, get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here at Billwood Field in North Platte. Area 7 American Legion Baseball Championship here today on 1230 KHAS between Carney Runza and Hastings Five Points Bank. Just slightly cooler today than it was yesterday at this time. 91 degrees here at game time today. It was 99 yesterday. So it's 91 at game time. Winds out of the east today at about 9 miles per hour. Pitcher for Carney today is going to be Braden Eckhout. Eckhout is 5-2 on the season. He's got one save. He's thrown 52 and two-thirds innings for Carney Runza this year. Eckhout has given up 63 base hits in those 52 and two-thirds innings. 36 runs, 30 of those have been earned. 21 base on balls, 24 strikeouts. ERA is at 3.98. He's a right-handed thrower working against Hastings here. In this ball game, Brock Drew will lead things off for Hastings Five Points Bank. He'll be followed up by Jamison Cockrell and Alex Panganiban. When those guys get aboard, we'll see Mason Spolinick on the ball game here. And hitting number one, the first pitch to Drew is going to be up high for a ball. Next one is going to be outside and down low for another ball. Two balls and no strikes on Brock Drew. Drew so far in the area tournament, 5 out of 12 from the plate. He has scored 6 runs. He's got 3 RBIs, 4 walks, and a strikeout. Next pitch is going to be outside the strike zone. And Braden Eckhout has thrown 3 straight balls here to start off the ball game in the bottom half of the first inning against Hastings. Eckhout gets his sign from his catcher, Jamison Ortley. Here's the next pitch right down the pipe for a strike. It's 3 balls and 1 strike. Arnie has played only 2 games in the area tournament, so they got plenty of arms if we get into the second ball game here today. Next pitch is going to be up high for a ball, and he walks him. So Brock Dreher gets a walk to lead off the bottom half of the first inning for Hastings. Tell you what, the Hastings offense has looked very good ever since they got beat on Friday. They beat Lexington 15-1, beat Wesco, the team out of Scottsbluff, Gearing 14-5, and they beat North Platte yesterday 9-6. So Hastings getting some runs scored here. A lot of production up and down their lineup, and we'll see what happens here today against a very good Carney team. There's a ball hit to left center field, and that's going to be Conn out there by Matt Moore, the left fielder. Jamison Cockrell on one pitch flies out to Matt Moore out of left field. Saying at first base on the play is going to be Brock Drew for Hastings. And that's going to bring up Alex Panganiban next. Pango, from the plate here during the area tournament, 6 out of 16. He has scored 8 runs, 6 RBIs. Couple of walks for Pango with 1 strikeout. He's been hit by a pitch twice. Hit a home run yesterday in the ball game against North Platte. The ball Hastings within 4-3 in the middle innings. Hastings went on to win by a score of 9-6. So Panganiban coming into play with a batting average of 321. The pitch to him is going to be in there for a strike, and Pango falls behind the count at no balls and 2 strikes. Panganiban 45 out of 140 from the plate this year. He's got 15 doubles, 33 RBIs on the season. Waiting on the pitch here. That's going to be up high for a ball. And it's now 1 ball and 2 strikes. So 1-2 to count to Alex Pangadiba, and Hastings batting in the bottom half of the first inning. Here in the Area 7 American Legion Baseball Championship from North Platte. The throw to first base, not in time. Brock Dreher is back in there. Brock Dreher is the leading base stealer on the Hastings 5 Points Bank baseball team this year. He's got a good lead over there at first base right now. The count is 1-2. He'll stay put here. And the pitcher is going to be outside for a ball. That's going to be 2-2. And Alex Pangadiban. Mason Spilnick will be next. Pango has walked 14 times so far this year. He has struck out 13 times. And here comes the next pitch. It's a 2-2 pitch. It's on the way. That ball is going to be hit toward right field. Bornhagen drifts back, and he makes the catch. He hits the ball back to the infield. So Pango gives that baby a ride to right field. Phil Bornhagen out there grabbing the ball for Carney. So now it's two men out here. Inning number one, that's going to bring up Mason Spilnick next. Spilnick's at third base here today for Hastings. Spilnick during the area tournament, 5 out of 13 from the plate. He has scored 6 runs, 2 RBIs, 4 walks, and 1 strikeout. Spilnick will bat from the right-hand side with a base runner on at first base. That's Brock Dreher. There's a pitch that's going to be hit down the right field line. That's going to curve over in the foul territory. No balls and 1 strike now to Mason Spilnick. Mason has a batting average of .283 so far this season. Spilnick has got 34 base hits and 120 trips to the plate. Extra base hits for Spilnick this year. He's got 1 double to his credit, no home runs, 14 RBIs. Down on the count here, no balls and 1 strike with a man on at first base. Here comes the fastball up high for a ball. That's now 1-1. Area 7 Juniors Championship going to be decided tonight at Duncan Field. North Platte will play Hastings beginning at 5:30 today. North Platte will have to beat Hastings twice in order to win the Area 7 Championship. There's a ground ball to Langen at third. Bobbles the ball, gets it over to first base. That's not going to be in time. And Hastings has base runners on at first and second base here in the first inning of play. Chris Langen at third base bobbles the ball down there. Going to give him an error on the play. So Connie commits an error here in the first inning, and Hastings has base runners at first and second base. And there's 2 men out. Here comes Brooks Asher to the plate now next for Hastings. Asher has a batting average of .260 on the season. Asher here during the area tournament, 5 out of 16 from the plate. 3 runs scored. He's got 6 RBIs, 2 walks, and a couple of strikeouts. He takes a pitch inside for a ball here. 1 no strikes now to Brooks Asher. Asher, the number 5 batter in the batting order for head coach Russ Kendig here this afternoon on this Championship Tuesday. Braden Eckout working from the stretch, throws one to the plate, a fastball that's going to be up high for a ball. 2 and no strikes. Jamison Ortley is behind the plate for Connie today. Ty Roseberry down there at first base. Peyton Pocock on at second. Dakota Schreiner at shortstop and Chris Langen at third. Moore, King, and Bornhagen in the outfield from left to right. Next pitcher is going to be down low for a ball. Good stop there by Jamison Ortley of Kearney. And the count now at 3 and no strikes. 3-0 the count here to Brooks Asher. He's batting here in the bottom half of the first inning. And we'll see if Russ gives him the green light here. The pitch is going to be in there for a strike. Brooks Asher taking all the way on that one. It's 3-1. Hastings with a couple of base runners here in the first inning of play. Brock Dreher is down there at second base. Mason Spilnick is on at first base. 3-1 with 2 men out. Next pitch from Eckhout is going to be in there for a strike. That's now 3-2. So 3 state balls by Braden Eckhout and then 2 strikes. As Asher keeps the bat on the shoulder here. Taps the plate. Now he's ready to go. 3-2 with 2 men out here in the bottom half of the first. Braden Eckhout throws one to the plate. Swung on and missed, and he strikes him out. Brooks Asher strikes out with men on at first and second base here in the bottom half of the first inning. So Hastings threatens but puts nothing across the plate. Hastings scores no runs on no hits, 1 error on Kearney, and 2 men left on base. We go to the second inning. Well, the score, Kearney nothing and Hastings nothing.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
Is your once upon a time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
1230 KHAS.
American Legion Baseball today here on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Hastings and Kearney runs are here this afternoon for the Area 7 Championship. And Hastings out to beat Kearney twice here today, so it could be a long day and a long night of baseball action in order for Hastings to claim the Area Championship. Area 7 champion moves on to the state tournament in Grand Island beginning on Saturday, and the runner-up will move on to the state tournament at Omaha South. As once again, we'll have a couple of state tournaments in Class A with the two winners meeting then the following week. Hastings into the state tournament for the first time in a couple of years after knocking out North Platte yesterday in a final elimination ball game by a score of 9-6. So Ty Roseberry comes into play here first for Kearney in the top half of the second inning. We'll see 4, 5, and 6 in the batting order for Kearney. As Kearney runs and went down in order in inning number 1, Roseberry has a batting average of .357 so far this season. He will bat from the right-hand side as Alex Mendoza throws a strike in there. Nothing in one. Here comes a breaking pitch that's going to stay up high for a ball, and it's now even at 1-1. Ty Roseberry here. He has got 51 base hits and 143 trips to the plate so far this season for Cody Runza. Next pitch is going to be hit hard to right center field, drifting over and making the catch out there, Jameson Cockrell. Roseberry flies out to Cockrell out in right center field for Cody Runza. And now Chris Langan comes up there next. Langan batting out of the number 5 position here today. His batting average is sitting at .312 in the season. So Chris Langan up to the plate now for Kearney Runza. As he watches a pitch from Mendoza hit the outside corner for a strike. Nothing in one. Alex Mendoza pretty sharp through the first 1 1/3 innings here. Racing 5 points back as they try to piece together a pitching staff for this encounter with Kearney today. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. 1-1 to Chris Langan. Chris in there from the right-hand side. Bat in hand. Next pitch is swung out and missed. Way out in front of that one is Mendoza comes with some off-speed stuff there. 1-2 now to Chris Langan as he bats here in inning number 2 for Kearney Runza. Here's the next pitch. That's going to be down low for a ball after hops to Brooks Asher behind the plate. 2-2 now to Chris Langan. He's playing at third base today for Kearney Runza. He's got 7 doubles to his credit so far this year. Couple of triples, no home runs, 28 RBIs. There's a hard hit ball in left field, backing up and grabbing the ball right in front of the fence as John Blazer out in left field. So Chris Langan hits that one hard, but a lot of room out there for John Blazer to grab the ball in left field. Alex Mendoza has now retired the first 5 guys that he has faced here in this championship ball game. And that's going to bring up Dakota Schreiner next. Schreiner's a shortstop here today for Kearney. His batting average on his season is sitting at .327. So Schreiner will step in there from the right-hand side. And the first pitch to him is going to be outside the strike zone. 1-1, no strikes now to Schreiner. Next pitch is going to be down low for another ball. It's 2-0. Dakota Schreiner in the number 6 position here for Kearney Runza. 37 base hits and 113 trips to the plate. Here's the next pitch, going to be fouled away, gets out of play. And the count is now at 2-1 to Dakota Schreiner. Schreiner's got 37 base hits, 25 of those have been singles. He's got 10 doubles, 1 triple, a home run, and 29 RBIs this year for Kearney Runza. Here's the next pitch, it's going to be a fastball that misses outside. And the count now to Schreiner is at 3-1. Carney has not had a base runner yet in the ball game. It went down in order in the first. First two guys here in the second have flown out. Now a 3-1 count to Dakota Schreiner. And the pitch is going to be outside for a ball. And there we have our first base runner for Carney. A base on balls as Alex Mendoza gives one up here in the second inning. And that's going to bring up Phil Vornhagen next. He is the right fielder. Vornhagen has a batting average on the season at .282. So Phil Vornhagen comes up there for the first time here this afternoon. He's got 24 base hits and 85 trips to the plate during the season. Mendoza looking toward first base and diving back in there was Dakota Schreiner. Schreiner's got a good lead down there right now. Merrill will hold him on. The pitch comes to the plate and it's going to be fouled away. So no balls and one strike to Phil Vornhagen. Vornhagen this season has got 4 doubles to his credit. He's got a triple, couple of home runs, 17 RBIs. Vornhagen has walked 12 times and he has struck out 16 times. There's a throw to first base again. Diving back in there was Dakota Schreiner. 2 men out here in the second inning of play. No score between Hastings and Carney. Another throw to first base, not in time. Zach Merrill holding him on over there. The first baseman for Hastings. Pretty good lead again by Dakota Schreiner. He stays put as the pitch comes to the plate. It's going to be outside for a ball. Now 2 balls and no strikes to Phil Vornhagen. He's batting here in the second inning of play. Peyton Pocock would be next. Alex Mendoza working from the stretch. Here comes the pitch to the plate. Swung on and missed. That's now 2 balls and 1 strike. Mendoza finding the range right there. Vornhagen could not come around on it. Peyton Pocock will follow him and then Jamison Ortley. 2-1 is the count. Now Mendoza again looks toward first base. Back in there standing up was Dakota Schreiner with no throw from Mendoza. Mendoza looking for the sign now from his catcher, Brooks Asher. Now steps off of the rubber a little bit. Now Kevin Asher coming out of the third base dugout here. Double checking on something here from the home plate umpire. The count on the board is sitting at 2 balls and 1 strike. All right, Kevin wanted to make sure that was what the correct count was. Now Mendoza again steps off of the rubber. Back to the bag at first base is going to be Dakota Schreiner. Dakota takes his lead down there again. Mendoza comes to the plate. Some off-speed stuff that just misses outside. And the count is sitting at 3 balls and 1 strike. 3-1 the count now to Phil Vornhagen. As Carney runs a bats here in the bottom half of the second inning. No score between Hastings and Carney. There's a high fly ball. Deep left field going back is going to be Blazer and he makes the catch. So Carney is hitting the ball hard but right at people so far here in the ball game as both Chris Langen and Phil Vornhagen hit the ball hard to left field, and John Blazer plenty of room out there and left to grab the ball for Hastings. So Carney with no runs on no hits, no errors, one man left on base. We go to the bottom of the second inning with a score. Carney nothing and Hastings nothing.
Sidewalk sale days are on at Gary Michaels Clothiers in downtown Kearney. Spectacular savings on summer clothing. Suits and sports coats, $99 and up. Shorts, tees, and polos, $19 and up. Neckties, $19. Select summer sportswear also available in big and tall, 50% off. And ladies, Gary Michaels is bringing clothing from the Hastings store. Prices $9 and up. Lines including Sharon Young, Spanner, Trulux Denim, and Adventura. Shop sidewalk savings at Gary Michaels Clothiers on the bricks in downtown Kearney this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We're people who know that the first love of your life might have been an 84 hatchback.
We believe insurance is better when it relies as much on humanity as it does on technology.
And we know what the weather is like in your area because we live in your area.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Back at Bill Wood Field in North Platte here this afternoon. This is the A7 championship ball game for the seniors today between Hastings Five Points Bank and Carney Runza. The juniors Area 7 championship going to be played at Duncan Field tonight. Hastings Johnson Imperial Homes, the only undefeated team left, will host North Platte beginning at 5:30 today. North Platte would have to beat Hastings twice in order to win the Area 7 championship and the right to move on to the state tournament next weekend. both of these teams. Hastings 5 points Bank and Connie Runza will move on to the state tournament next weekend. One will go to Grand Island. One will go to Omaha South. Zach Merrill batting here now in the bottom half of the second. Hastings, the home team here in this contest here today. First day in 3 days that Hastings will be the home team. Zach Merrill takes a pitch down low for a ball, and it's one ball and one strike to Zach. His batting average on the season is sitting at .267. Merrill for the area tournament, though, just 3 out of 14. He's got 5 RBIs with a walk and a strikeout since Friday. Next pitcher going to be outside for a ball. It's 2 balls and 1 strike now to Merrill. He'll be followed up by Ryan Kern, then John Blazer. Sam Reimer would then come to the plate if one of those guys can get aboard. Merrill's next swing is going to be a foul ball as he gets out of play. Behind the screen here, and the count goes to 2 balls and 2 strikes to Zach Merrill. So Hastings batting here in inning number 2. Hastings had a couple of base runners in the first inning but could not score. Greer walked, and Mason Spilnick reached on an error. There's the ball hit right to Pocock at second base. He goes over to Roseberry to record the out. Zach Merrill is retired into play from second to first. That's going to bring up Ryan Kern next. Kern is a second baseman today. Kern the area tournament, 5 out of 15 from the plate. 3 runs scored, 2 RBIs, 2 walks, and a strikeout. Kern on the season, a .262 hitter. Hastings 5 points Bank as he comes in there from the right-hand side. Here comes the pitch. It's going to be popped up. It's going to stay here in the infield. Roseberry, the first baseman, backs up. Roseberry backs up, and he can't make the catch. And it's going to stay in fair territory. Roseberry, the first baseman, misjudges that ball, and everybody's going to be safe. Ryan Kern is aboard here. Hastings 5 points Bank. So what looked like a routine fly ball there, Roseberry maybe lost that one in the sun or something, but he couldn't come down with it. And the ball falls into fair territory, and Ryan Kern is aboard now for Hastings 5 points Bank. That's the second error of the ball game now on Connie Runza. That's going to bring up John Blazer next. Blazer is a left fielder, so Hastings with a base runner at first base. The first pitch to John Blazer is going to be in there for a strike. Nothing in one to John. He's 0 for 5 from the area tournament so far. Here comes the next pitch, a little check swing down the first base line, fielded there by the pitcher Eckhout. He goes to first base. That's going to be in time against John Blazer. Moving down to second base on the play is going to be Ryan Kern. So it's a result-less sacrifice, but it was not intended to be a bunt, but he just got a little piece of that one. It goes rolling out down the third base or first base line. Fielded there by the pitcher, Eckhout, who records the out easily over at first base. Moving down to second in the play is going to be Ryan Kern. Now Eckhout throws the ball to second base. Not in time as Kern is back in there. Sam Reimer is at the plate for Hastings. Reimer is just 1 out of 14 from the plate here in the area tournament. He has scored a run, a couple of RBIs. He has walked once, and he has struck out once. He hits that ball, though, to right center field. Giving chase and unable to come up with it is the center fielder, Hunter King. Reimer's on his way to second base and a run scores. Hastings is on the board here in the first ball game, leading by a score of 1-0 over Connie Runza. A ball hit to center field. Hunter King tries to lay out to grab the ball and could not come up with it. They're going to give Reimer a double on the play. And that drives home the first run of the ball game for Hastings 5 points Bank. Hastings has got the lead over Kearney 1-0. Reimer had been 1 for 14 here in the area tournament before he doubles here in the second inning of play and give Hastings the lead. And now Brock Dreher comes to the plate next. Hastings has done a great job offensively the past couple of days. 15 runs against Lexington, 14 against the West Coast Zephyrs, and 9 yesterday in the elimination ball game against North Platte. They're on the board now here in the second inning against Kearney. There's a swing and a miss by Brock Dreher, and he falls behind on the count at no balls and 2 strikes. So the unexpected hero, though, out of the number 9 position, Sam Reimer has given Hastings the lead 1-0. On a run-scoring double, Brock Dreher behind on the count at no balls and 2 strikes. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball. It's 1-2. Dreher, he walked his first time up there in inning number 1. Dreher is 37 out of 123 from the plate this season. His batting average at .301. He's behind the count here at 1-2. As Braden Eckhout working here for Connie Runza comes set, looks at the runner at second base, offers one to the plate. The ball's hit to the left side, fielded there by Schreiner at shortstop. His throw to first is going to be in time, and the inning is over. But Hastings has got the lead. Brock Durer, he rounds out to the shortstop, Dakota Schreiner. Hastings 5 points back. They score one run here in the second inning of play. One run on one base hit, one error on Connie, one man left on base. We played two here in the A7 championship ball game. It is Hastings 5 points back, one, Connie nothing.
I grew up in a small town about 30 miles from here. When I was in high school, my best friend's little sister developed cancer. I think she was just about ready to turn 14 when she passed away. I remember it was Good Friday, Easter week, and that was just tragic. It really was a life-changing experience for me. And I think that's what actually made me go into nursing. She was like family to me, so I want all my patients to be treated like they're my family. I think that's very important to have that connection. I'll cry with my patients. I'll pray with my patients. I'll do whatever I need to. They're expecting me to be there for them and help them through that crisis. It inspires me to keep doing what I do every day. I know I've made a difference in their life. I'm Chandra Muskie, nurse manager at the Morrison Cancer Center. I can't imagine working anywhere else.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here at Bill Wood Field in North Platte today. American Legion Baseball on 1230 KHAS. Hastings with a lead over Connie Runza here in what could be a long day for baseball today. Hastings has to beat Connie twice in order to win the Area 7 American Legion Baseball Championship. Hastings has got the lead. The score is 1-0 as we head to the top half of the third. Both of these games will be scheduled for 9 innings here today. So Connie Runza coming into play here in the top half of the third. Peyton Pocock, also Jamison Ortley, and then the top of the order and Braden Eckhout coming up here to face Alex Mendoza and Hastings 5 points back. Mendoza so far has not given up a base hit in the ball game. He has walked one with no strikeouts in the first 2 innings. As he goes to work on Peyton Pocock, and the pitch to him is going to be in there for a strike, nothing and one. Pocock's batting average during the season, .256 for Connie Runza. There comes the next pitch. Took something off of that one, and it misses outside, 1-1 the count. Connie is a team hitting at .322. Peyton Pocock up there right now, another right-handed hitter for Connie. Here comes the next pitch, another breaking pitch that misses, and the count now to Pocock is at 2-1. So Peyton Pocock up there. He's got 8 wins as a pitcher. He threw the other day and picked up a win. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball. And it's now 3-1 to Pocock. He's got 22 base hits and 86 trips to the plate so far this year. Next pitch is a fastball. It's going to miss outside and he loses him. Peyton Pocock gets a base on balls here in the third inning of play. Second walk of the ball game given up by Alex Mendoza. Now the number 9 hitter in the batting order comes up there for Connie Runza. That'll be Jamison Ortley. Ortley is the catcher here this afternoon. His batting average during the season was at .265. Ortley's got 22 base hits and 83 trips to the plate so far this year. Inching away from the bag at first base is going to be Pocock. He stays put as a changeup comes to the plate. That's going to be outside for a ball. So all of a sudden, it's Mendoza struggling here in this third inning of play. He walks Peyton Pocock and now falls behind Jamison Ortley at 1-0. Ortley so far this year has got 5 walks and he's got 9 strikeouts. There's a hard hit ball right to second. Kern picks it up, bobbles the ball, goes to first base, and that's not going to be in time. Ryan Kern at second base, unable to come up with a play as it goes ricocheting off of his chest there. By the time he got it to first baseman Zach Merrill, Jamison Ortley has already crossed the bag at first. That's going to be an error chalked up on Hastings. That's going to be their first error of the ball game. Carney's already got two. Now Connie Runza has got runners on at first and second base and nobody out here in the third inning of play. Ortley is down there at first base and Pocock is on at second. Braden Eckhout is to the plate, lays down a bunt. Curves foul over here on the third base side. So nothing and one to Braden Eckhout. He's the pitcher for Connie here this afternoon. in game number one. His batting average on the season is at .399. He's being asked to bunt here in this situation. He's got 65 base hits and 163 trips to the plate. 18 doubles, 3 triples, 4 home runs, 40 RBIs, and 46 runs scored this year. For Braden Eckhout, steps back in there, no balls and one strike. Mendoza again, rocks and fires. This pitch is going to be fouled away in the first base side, out of play. No balls and two strikes. Hastings, the home team for the first time in 3 days today, occupying the third base dugout. Connie is across the way in a first base dugout today. Hastings dressed in their red and whites here this afternoon. Connie dressed in their all whites with a blue trim. No balls and two strikes. Here comes the next pitch to Eckhout. It's going to be up high for a ball. 1-2 to count. Hastings out on top of Kearney runs of this afternoon. The score is 1-0. Hastings scoring their run in the second inning of play. The count here at the plate at 1-2. And the next pitch is a fastball that stays up high. Now 2-2 to Braden Eckhout. So Eckhout digs back in there on the right-hand side. Brooks Asher behind the plate this afternoon for Hastings with Mendoza on the mound. Next pitch is going to be down low, and a good stop there by Asher. They counted 3-2 now. Down there at first base is Jamison Ortley. Pocock is down there at second base. Connie trying to put something together here in this third inning of play. They scored 15 runs against North Platte in the second round of this tournament in the third inning alone. There's a ball hit to Spilnick at third. Then he goes across the diamond. That's going to be not in time. So he's trying to turn the double play and can't do it. Spilnick touches the bag at third to catch the force out on Peyton Pocock. Back out, he reaches first base on a fielder's choice. So he gets a force out on Peyton Pocock at third, moving down to second base on the play. It's going to be Jamison Ortley. So again, Connie has got runners on at first and second base. And one man out. Here's an attempted bunt laid down here by Hunter King. That's going to be fouled away. Connie trying to move the base runners along. Hunter King fouls that baby away. He'll come back to the left-hand batter's box. King is playing out in center field today for Connie Runza. Batting average on the season is sitting at .319. Hunter King comes back to the right-hand, or actually the left-hand batter's box here. Grabs the bat, 44 out of 138 from the plate this year for Hunter King. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. And it's now 1-1 to Hunter. Base runners are on at first and second base here for Kearney. They're trailing in the ball game by a score of 1-0. The A7 championship ball game here this afternoon at Billwood Field in North Platte. Alex Mendoza working from the stretch. Hastings anticipating bunts. There's a high fly ball out towards center field coming on. Brock Dreher coming on, and he makes the catch. Hunter King swinging away here after attempting to lay down a bunt early in that plate appearance. Hunter King flies out to the center fielder, Brock Dreher. That's going to bring up Matt Moore next. Matt Moore has been red hot here in the area tournament. Coming into this game, he was 11 out of 12 this weekend, although he grounded out in his first plate appearance to the shortstop back there to end the first inning of play. He's back up here in the third now with the runners on at first and second base. Moore this weekend has scored 9 runs himself, and he's got 3 RBIs. And here comes the pitch to him by Mendoza. It's going to be inside for a ball. And it's 1-0 now to Matt Moore. Matt's been crushing the ball all season long. He's got a batting average of .444 for Connie Runza. 59 base hits and 133 trips to the plate. There's the next pitch to him. Another fastball. It's up around the eyeballs. And the count goes to 2-0 to Moore. Matt Moore has walked the team leading 31 times this year, and he has struck out 16 times. He bats from the left-hand side. Kearney's got base runners on at first and second base here in the third inning. Next ball is going to be hit down the line in left field. That's going to curve over into foul territory. A long strike, and it's going to be 2-1 now to Moore. 91 degrees at game time here this afternoon. It was 99 yesterday. 91 today with east winds at about 9 miles per hour. 2-1 here to Matt Moore. Mendoza works from the stretch. There's a breaking pitch that misses inside. And the count is sitting at 3-1. So Matt Moore takes a little journey around the pitcher's mound, climbs back on top of the hill now. Gets his sign from Brooks Asher, 3-1 the count. Here comes the pitch, swung on and fouled away. So now he got the count full of 3-2. Ryan Kern would be the pitcher for Hastings, probably coming up next if Mendoza runs into any kind of a jam throughout this ball game. Braden Valentine could probably throw an inning or two for Hastings as head coach Runtz Kendig is going to try to piece together a pitching staff for today. There go the runners, and the pitch is going to be down low for a ball, and he wants him. So Matt Moore gets a walk here in the third inning of play. Now Connie has got the bases loaded. Moore is down at first. Braden Eckhout moves down at second base in the play. Jamison Ortley is now on at third, and here comes Kevin Asher out of the dugout, the pitching coach for Hastings. He's going to make a stroll to the hill here and talk with his pitcher, Alex Mendoza. Connie is a team that can put a lot of runs on the scoreboard in a hurry. You heard Russ Kendig talking in the pregame show about limiting the big innings from Connie. They had a big one the other day when he put 15 runs across the board in the third inning alone against North Platte in the second round of the area tournament. Well, they beat the Platters by a score of 25-3. Connie scoring 14 runs in the first ball game on Friday and knocked off Lexington 14-0. Conference is over as Kevin Asher heads back here to the third base dugout. Alex Mendoza stays out there for Hastings 5 Points Bank. If you're just joining us, this is the Area 7 championship here this afternoon between Hastings and Kearney. And Hastings has got a 1-0 lead as Kearney bats here in the top half of the third inning. Kearney has got the bases loaded with Ty Roseberry coming to the plate next. And the pitcher is going to be down low for a ball. 1-0 the count to Ty Roseberry. He's got a batting average on the year at .357. Roseberry's got 51 base hits and 143 trips to the plate. There's a ball that's going to be hit to left center field. That's going to get down for a base hit. One run scores. Here comes the second one in the plate, and that's going to be a two-run single there by Ty Roseberry. Ball hit to the outfield. Finally picked up by Brock Dreher out there in center field, so two-run score. Coming in from third base to score is going to be Ortley. Coming around from second base to score is going to be Braden Eckhout. So a two-run single here by Connie Runz's Ty Roseberry. And just like that, Connie has got the lead. Matt Moore ends up at second base. Roseberry is now on at first base on a two-run single. Chris Langen comes up there next. He's the third baseman. He flew out to left field his first time up there. Now Connie's got a 2-1 lead over Hastings. Here comes the next pitch to the plate, down low for a ball. And the count now to Chris Langen to send it at 1-1. Langen, he's got a win in the area tournament as well. He was the pitcher in that ball game against North Platte the other day when they picked up that 25-3 win. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball, and it's now 2-1. So Mendoza running into some problems here in inning number 3 for Hastings 5 Points. Chris Langen is looking at a count of 2-1. There's 2 men out here in the third. Here comes the next pitch, swung out and missed. And the count is now even up at 2-2. Hastings Johnson Imperial Homes will be playing for the championship this afternoon against North Platte out of the junior side of things. Game time will be at 5:30 today out of Duncan Field. North Platte will have to beat Hastings twice in order to win the area championship and the right to move on to the state tournament next week. Next pitch is outside for a ball, and now the count is 4-3-2. There are the runners, and it's going to be another walk. So the bases are loaded again. Mendoza walked a man in the second inning of play. And he's walked 3 here in inning number 3. Now Dakota Schreiner comes to the plate next. Schreiner, he had a base on balls back there in inning number 2. Dakota Schreiner with a batting average on the year at .327. So Connie with a couple of runs in here in the third inning, and they're looking for more. The bases are juiced. There's the ball. It's going to be fouled away. And Dakota Schreiner is now looking at kind of 1, or actually no balls and 2. So 0-2 to Dakota Schreiner. 37 base hits and 113 trips to the plate so far this year. Schreiner's got 10 doubles, a triple, and a home run for his extra base hits. Here comes the next pitch to him, a breaking pitch. It's going to stay inside for a ball. And the count now to Schreiner is sitting at 1-2. Dakota has walked 10 times. He has struck out a team-high 25 times for Connie Runza. A fastball there is going to be up high. Now the count is evened up at 2-2. Phil Vornhagen will be next. Dakota Schreiner batting here in the third. Here comes a 2-2 pitch way upstairs for Mendoza. Now the count is full of 3-2 and no place to put Dakota Schreiner. He's got to come home here. The bases are loaded. Here comes a 3-2 pitch, and it's going to be outside for a ball, and he walks one home. So a run is going to come in and score. He gets an RBI as he walks here with the bases loaded. That's going to be walk number 5 in the ball game, given up by Alex Mendoza. Coming in the score on the play is going to be Matt Moore. That makes it a 3-1 ball game. Bases are still juiced here in inning number 3. Now Phil Vornhagen is going to come to the plate. And Carney sends their 9th man to the plate here in this inning. First pitch is in there for a strike. The second one is going to be fouled back to the screen. It's now 0-2. So 9 men have come to the plate here for Connie Runza in the third inning of play. They now have a 3-1 lead over Hastings in this A7 championship ball game. Next pitch by Mendoza is going to be fouled away. And the count remains at 0-2. You're listening to American Legion Baseball action today here on 1230 KHAS Hastings. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. That's going to be fouled away. Bill Vornhagen has fouled away the past couple of pitches here. His batting average on his season is sitting at .282 for Connie Runza. Vornhagen is 24 out of 85 from the plate this summer. Here comes the 0-2 pitch now from Mendoza. That ball is going to be hit toward the outfield. Brock Dreher backs up, and he makes the catch, and the inning is over. But Connie doing some damage here in the third inning of play. They send 9 men to the plate. They score 3 runs. And we head now to the bottom of the third inning with a score. Connie 3, Hastings 1.
DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services. We take care of our neighbors.
This is Scott DeWitt asking you to consider us for cremation services. With the simplicity and dignity cremation offers, we can provide a variety of options. If you've already made the choice, start here for a free consultation and information on cremation.
At DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services, we take care of our neighbors. Serving Hastings and surrounding communities. Call 402-462-4444. Online at DeWittFuneral.com.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in 3 grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here at Billwood Field in North Platte today. The A7 championship ball game between Hastings Runza. Runner at Hastings 5 points back and Connie Runza. 3-1 is the score. Connie has got the lead. Connie has already beaten Hastings 3 times this season. 5-3 to start the year. 6-2 over in Connie and then 7-0 in the re-grand opening of Duncan Field a few weeks ago. Peyton Pocock came to town and threw a no-hit shutout against Hastings in that opening ball game at Duncan Field. Connie's got a 3-1 lead over Hastings here in North Platte. Hastings batting in the bottom half of the third. We've got 2, 3, and 4 coming up there. Jamison Ortley, or rather Jamison Cockrell, Alex Panganiban, and Mason Spilnick for Hastings. The pitcher for Connie will be Braden Eckhout. And the first pitch to the plate is going to be inside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Cockrell has a batting average of .301 so far this season. Cockrell, he flew out to left field his first time up there. There's a ground ball towards short. Schreiner has got it to first base in time. Jamison Cockrell, he grounds out to the shortstop, Dakota Schreiner. That's going to bring up Panganiba next for Hastings. Defensively for Connie, you've got Breakneck out of the mound with Jamison Ortley behind the plate. Chris Langen at third base, Dakota Schreiner at shortstop, Peyton Pocock at second, Ty Roseberry at first, Matt Moore out in left field, Hunter King out in center, and Phil Vornhagen out in right field. Panganiba comes to the plate now for Hastings, and the first pitch to him is going to be down low and outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Pango had a home run yesterday in that 9-6 ball game over the North Platte First Nationals here at Bill Wood Field. Homer over the left field fence. Next pitch to the plate is going to be in there for a strike, and it's 1-1. Panganiba on the year, 321 is his batting average. Pango here in the area tournament so far, 6 out of 16. He has scored 8 runs with 6 RBIs. A couple of walks, a strikeout. He's been hit by a pitch 2 times. He's got that home run to show for his offensive production. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. 2 balls and 1 strike now. Braden Knockout working from the full windup. Here comes the next pitch. Down low for another ball. And now Panganiba looking to count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Pango flew out to the right fielder first time up there. In inning number 1, he is 0 for 1 so far today. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be up high for a ball, and he walks him. So Panganiba heads down to the bag at first base for Hastings. A walk given up there by Braden Eckhout. Eckhout walked the man in the first inning of play. Now he walks his second one here in inning number 3. Panganiba heads down to the bag at first base, and now Mason Spilnick comes to the plate next. Spilnick is at third base today, reached on an error his first time up there in inning number 1. He takes a look at a pitch here that's going to be inside for a ball. It's 1 ball and no strikes. And Hastings needs 2 wins here this afternoon over Kearney and some 9-inning ball games in order to win the Area 7 Baseball Championship and move on to the state tournament beginning Saturday in Grand Island. If not, there will be the runner-up here in the area. And they'll head to the state tournament at Omaha South beginning on Saturday. Next pitch is going to be fouled away. No balls, actually 1 ball now and 1 strike on Mason Spilnick. Mason, the number 4 hitter in the batting order here for Hastings Fine Points Bank. Base runner is on at first base. That's Alex Panganiba. Braden Eckhout looking that way. The Kearney pitcher offers one of the plates. Going to be down low for a ball. Early a nice stop behind the plate there for Kearney Runza. And the count of Mason Spilnick is now sitting at 2 balls and 1 strike. Connie's got the lead over Hastings 3-1. We're in the bottom half of the third inning here this afternoon at Bill Wood Field. Here comes the next pitch by Eckhout. That ball is going to be swung on, hit right to the second baseman, Pocock, and he's going to double up the base runner. A double play. Alex Panganiba was going on the pitch there on a hit and run, and the ball was hit in the air right to Peyton Pocock, who hits the easy double play, gets it back over to first base to record the out on Alex Panganiba. So Hastings, they score no runs on no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the fourth inning of play with a score, Connie 3, Hastings 1.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
Play ball!
Great fielding and solid hitting start with the right stuff from TM Sporting Goods. Choose from brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, and Wilson. All the summer sports are made better with the right apparel and equipment from TM Sporting Goods.
Save!
Then roll in the expertise provided by Steve Varinall and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the bricks, downtown Kearney, a division of Protein Design. Every sport done right.
1230 KHAS.
Back here in North Platte, Hastings trailing Kearney Runza here this afternoon. The score is 3-1 in the Area 7 championship ball game. The juniors championship will be decided tonight at Duncan Field in Hastings. North Platte will play Hastings Johnson Imperial Homes beginning at 5:30 this afternoon. Hastings, the undefeated team here in the tournament, so North Platte will have to win twice in order to win the juniors championship and the right to move on. North Platte eliminated Kearney Post 52 yesterday by a score of 12-9. Kearney jumped out to a 7-0 lead in that ball game, and North Platte came back to win it 12-9. So it's North Platte, the number one seed, playing Hastings in the championship ball game of the juniors tournament. There's a bunt laid down third base line, spilling it, grabs it, but nine in time over first base. Peyton Polcock lays down a bunt on a very first pitch from Mendoza. It's going to be a base hit for Kearney. It was fielded by Mason Spilnick, but he gets it over to first base, not in time. Good speed there by Peyton Polcock, so Kearney has a base runner. He batted around in the last inning and scored three runs. Here's Jamison Ortley coming to the plate next. Ortley reached on an error in the first time up. Scores around the bunt. He's going to take one for a strike in the outside corner. Has no balls and one strike to. It's going to be outside for a ball. 1-0 the count here to Ortley. So you got numbers 8, 9, and 1 in the batting order here in the fourth inning of play. Peyton Polcock is already aboard down there at first base on an infield single. Polcock sneaking away from the bag. There's another attempted bunt, but the pitch is going to be outside. And the count on Ortley is now at no balls and two strikes. Ortley squaring around and showing bunt early in the delivery here for Alex Mendoza for Hastings. First two pitches have been outside the strike zone. Two balls and no strikes. Again, Ortley squares around the bunt, leaves it out in front of the plate, fielded there. And the throw to first base down in time. Ryan Kern comes in, the second baseman, and fields that ball over near the third base foul line. Then he falls down on the turf here. And by the time he threw it over to first base, that was not in time. That's going to be a hit as well for Jamison Ortley here in the fourth inning of play. So a couple of infield singles. And Kearney's got runners on at first and second base here in the inning. And now Braden Eckout, the pitcher for Kearney, will come up here. Re-signed a fielder's choice his last time up there and came around to score a run in the third. He grounded out in the first inning of play. So he's 0 for 2 here in this ball game. Batting average on the season is sitting at .399. You've got to limit the Kearney big innings. They can pile up some runs in a hurry. They scored three in the third, and now they got runners on at first and second base and nobody out here in the fourth inning of play. And the pitch here to the plate to Eckout is going to be outside for a ball. Now two balls and no strikes. Alex Mendoza, who cruised through the first two innings, did not allow a run, is now running into some jams here in the third and the fourth. Two balls and no strikes. Here's a ball that's going to be hit to Merrill at first. The throw down to second base is going to be in time. So Merrill grabs the ball there at first base and gets it over to Sam Reimer covering the back to get the force out on Jamison Ortley. But moving over to third base on the play is going to be Peyton Polcock. Now there's one man out, and Kearney will have runners on at first and second, actually first and third base now. Braden Eckout is going to reach on a fielder's choice. Hunter King comes into play next. He's 0 for 2 today. Hit one back to Merrill at first base in the first inning and then flew out to center in inning number 3. Hunter King, a .319 hitter during the regular season. He's going to take a pitch there and there for a strike, nothing and one to Hunter King, batting in the number 2 position here this afternoon for Kearney Renza. And now Mendoza stumps off the rubber here. Adjusts the brim of the cap. Climbs back on top of the hill. And here comes the 0-1 pitch. A breaking pitch that's going to be in there for a strike. So it's no balls and two strikes now to Hunter King as he bats here in the fourth inning of play for Kearney Renza. Hunter King from the right-hand side here. Actually, the left-hand side as he's facing Alex Mendoza. King, he is 44 for 138 from the plate so far this year. There's a ball that's going to be poked out to center field, a base hit. That's going to score a run. Rock Dreher picks it up on the hop out there. So Hunter King just punches that one to the outfield to drive home a run. Coming in from third base to score is going to be Peyton Polcock. And Kearney has now got a 4-1 lead over Hastings here in the championship ball game. Moving down to second base in the play is going to be Braden Eckout. Hunter King is aboard at first base with an RBI single. And Matt Moore, the dangerous Matt Moore, comes up there next for Kearney. He's going to take a pitch outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Matt Moore, he walked his last time up there and came around to score one of the three runs there in the third inning. There's the next pitch to him. It's going to be in there for his strike, and now the count is even at 1-1. Moore, he grounded out his first time up there in inning number one as he hit one to the shortstop, Sam Reimer. One ball, one strike, and one man out. Here comes the next pitch now, and Brooks Asher, the catcher, is going to go out and have a couple of words now with Mendoza. It's two balls and one strike here to Matt Moore. Ty Roseberry would be next, and this Chris Langen will follow him. We're in inning number four here this afternoon. This is the top of the fourth. Donnie runs up with four base hits and four runs scored on the board so far this afternoon. They're leading Hastings by a score of 4-1 in this Area 7 championship ball game. Here comes a 2-1 pitch now by Mendoza. That ball's going to be hit to center. Base hit picked up by Dreher. And let's see, they're going to hold the base runners now at third base. And the bases are going to be jammed now for Connie Runza. Matt Moore singles to center field. Moving over to third in a play is going to be Eckhout. Moving down to second base in a play is going to be Hunter King. Matt Moore is on at first base. Ty Roseberry is going to be due up there next for Connie Runza. Now Kevin Asher, the pitching coach, is going to make his way back out to the mound. And the time here for Mendoza might be limited. I think Ryan Kern will be the next guy that maybe Hastings would turn to, is what we were told. Also, a couple other possibilities there, and we'll see what happens with Kevin Asher on the pitcher's mound now for Hastings Five Points Bank. Four runs and five base hits for Connie. Hastings with one run and one hit. Connie's got two errors so far in the field. Hastings has got one. The discussions continue on the pitcher's mound. We'll see if Alex Mendoza will live to see another batter here in the fourth inning of play, with Hastings now trailing in the ball game 4-1. Hastings has won three elimination games in the last 3 days to get here. Asher's going to make his way back off of the mound. Mendoza stays out there, so Connie's going to have the bases loaded here in the fourth. And there's one man out. Ty Roseberry comes to the plate next. Roseberry had a two-run single his last time up there in the third inning. He flew out to right field inning number two, so he's 1-for-2 here in this ball game. He takes a strike right down the pipe there, nothing and one. Roseberry, a .357 hitter during the regular season for Connie Runza. Roseberry waiting on the pitch. Next one is going to be down low. The ball gets away from Asher, but the runners stay put as that one goes ricocheting off of his chest protector over here near the third base dugouts. So the count now on Roseberry is going to be sitting at one ball and one strike. Roseberry with 51 base hits and 143 trips to the plate so far this season for Connie Runza. Here comes the 1-1 pitch now. That's going to be a breaking pitch that's going to miss outside. Two balls and one strike. Mendoza's going to find the Ranger. The bases are loaded in inning number four. It's a 4-1 ball game. Here comes the next pitch by Mendoza. That's going to be down low. And again, Asher with a good stop behind the plate. Three balls and one strike now to Ty Roseberry. Roseberry's walked 14 times so far this year. He struck out 10 times. He's got a 3-1 count here in the fourth inning with the bases loaded. Mendoza's next pitch is going to be outside for a ball, and he walks him. Too many walks to stay in a ball game with a good competition like Carney. A run comes in to score, so Roseberry is going to get an RBI here. Braden Eckhout is going to come in from third base to score. Moving over to third base is going to be Hunter King. Matt Moore is on at second. Ty Roseberry is on at first base, and now Chris Langen comes to the plate next. So Langen comes to the plate. He walked his last time up there in inning number three, and he flew out to left field in inning number two. So he's 0-for-1 officially here in this ball game. And now coming Chris Langen, he's 0-1 is the count here at the plate. Here comes the next pitch to him. It's going to be swung on, and it's going to be hit to the outfield. Going over, he's going to be Dreher, and he makes the catch out in left center. Tagging up from third base and coming in to score for Connie Runza is going to be Hunter King. So Chris Langen, he flies out to center field. That produces a run. That drives home Hunter King here in the fourth inning of play. So Connie has plated three runs here in the fourth. They had three runs in the third. And they now go on top of Hastings by a score of 6-1. And Dakota Schreiner comes up there next. So Dakota Schreiner comes to the plate next. He has walked two times already here in the ballgame. And Schreiner is going to take a pitch outside the strike zone here. One ball and no strikes. Connie batted around with nine guys coming to the plate in the third inning. This is the eighth guy to come to the plate here in inning number four as he pops this one up over into foul territory, giving chase, and it's going to be out of range here for Zach Merrill, who is giving chase the first baseman. And Doze got through the first two innings of play with only one walk. He walked three guys in inning number three. He's having problems again here in the fourth inning of play. Connie has played three runs here. Six walks given up by Alex Mendoza so far here in this baseball game, and we're just in the fourth inning of play. Dakota Schreiner has a count of one ball and two strikes with two men out. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball. There's now two balls and two strikes. So six walks by Mendoza. Has not yet struck out anybody. He has given up five base hits and six runs. There's a swing and a miss, and he strikes him out. So just as we say that, he records his first strikeout of the ball game here with Dakota Schreiner. But again, Connie Runs are putting three runs on the board here in the fourth inning of play. Three runs on a couple of base hits, actually four base hits here in the inning. Hastings with no errors. And a couple of men left on base. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning now with a score. Connie 6, Hastings 1.
Follow the Hastings Legion baseball teams in the Hastings Tribune and online at hastingstribune.com. Also, read stories and see action photos on the Tribune's website. Online, anytime. Huskers and national sports too. Go to HT Media to view and order Tribune sports and news photos. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune and get the e-edition free. Call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drugstores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drugstore downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
You're listening to American Legion Baseball action here today on 1230 KHAS with the Area 7 Baseball Championship for the seniors at Billwood Field in North Platte. Hastings has won three elimination ball games in the last 3 days, but now they find themselves down here in the championship ball game to Kearney Runza. 6-1 is the score as Hastings bats in the bottom half of the fourth inning. This one's scheduled for 9 here this afternoon. Brayden Eckout back out there for Kearney Runza. He'll throw here in the fourth. And coming up here for Hastings in the inning, it's going to be numbers 5, 6, and 7, Brooks Asher, Zach Merrill, and Ryan Kern. Asher struck out his first time up there back in inning number 1. He's back up here in the fourth and will take a pitch inside for a ball here, 1-1 the count. So one ball and one strike to Brooks Asher. His batting average on the season is now sitting at 260. Here's some off-speed stuff thrown to the plate. It'll be down low for a ball, 2-1. Asher in the area tournament so far. 5 out of 16 from the plate, 3 runs scored, 6 RBIs, 2 walks, and a couple of strikeouts. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike on the inside corner. There's now 2 balls and 2 strikes to Brooks Asher. Hastings scoring their only run of the ball game in the second inning. Connie has scored 3 in the third and 3 in the fourth inning of play as they've sent 17 men to the plate in the last 2 innings. There's the ball hit to Langen at third, goes across the diamond in time. Asher is thrown out of the play from third to first. And that's going to bring up Zach Merrill next. Merrill is the first baseman. He grounded out his first time up there in inning number 2. Merrill for the area tournament so far, 3 out of 15 now. With 5 RBIs, a walk, and a strikeout. Merrill batting 267 during the regular season. Already out on top of Hastings 6-1 as we play here in the bottom half of the fourth inning. There's a high fly ball out towards center field. Settling under it and making the catch will be Hunter King. So Merrill hits that one hard, but right at Hunter King out in center field. Two up, two down for Hastings here in the fourth. And that's going to bring up Ryan Kern next. He's the second baseman. Kern, he reached on an error back there in inning number two and scored the only run of the ball game for Hastings. And the Sam Reimer double later on in the inning. So Ryan Kern comes to the plate officially 0 for 1 today. Batting average on the season at .262. Kern for the area tournament thus far, 5 out of 16. He has scored 3 runs this weekend with 2 RBIs, 2 walks, and 1 strikeout. Ryan Kern takes a strike on his first pitch. The second one is going to be fouled away. Back to the screen, and the count goes to no balls and 2 strikes to Ryan Kern. Hastings needs to beat Kearney Brunza twice here this afternoon and this evening. They want to win the area championship and then play in the state tournament in Grand Island. If not, Hastings will be the runner-up team here in the area tournament. We'll play at the state tournament at Omaha South next weekend. Next pitch is going to be outside the strike zone. 1-2 to Ryan Kern, the number 7 hitter in the batting order here for Hastings 5 Points Bank. Here comes the next pitch. That's going to be down low for a ball. And we're now even up on the count at 2-2. John Blazer would be next. Ryan Kern up there for Hastings 5 Points Bank. Hastings needing some base runners here. As they're trailing in the ballgame 6-1. There's a foul ball again. Back out of play, so the count remains at 2-2. Ryan Kern, during the season, 27 base hits and 103 trips to the plate. He's got 5 doubles to his credit. He's got a home run and 19 RBIs. There's the ball. It's going to be hit right to the third baseman by his glove, Chris Langen's glove, into left field. So Hastings gets a base runner here as Ryan Kern knocks that one right on by a diving Chris Langen at third base. So Kern gets the second base hit of the ball game for Hastings here in this one. And that's going to bring up John Blazer next. Blazer, he tapped one back to the pitcher back during inning number 2. So he's 0 for 1 here this afternoon. Blazer started the day with a batting average of .291. He takes a ball here, 1-0 to Blazer. Blazer is now 0 for 6 in the area tournament. He does have an RBI. He has walked once. He has struck out once. Here comes the next pitch. He's going to be fouling this one away on the first base side out of play. And John Blazer now is even up on the count of 1-1. Sam Reimer would be next as Hastings looks to chip away at this lead. It's now a 6-1 ball game in favor of Connie runs in the Area 7 Baseball Championship. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. It's going to be hit by the pitcher, fielded there by the shortstop. He gets it to first base, and that's going to be in time. John Blazer is retiring the play, and a nice play by the first baseman, Ty Roseberry. The throw from Dakota Schreiner was a little bit off of the bag, but Roseberry gets the tag out on to John Blazer, who is heading out of the bag at first base. So he records the out the tough way there. No runs on a base hit for Hastings. No errors and 1 runner left on base. We go to the fifth inning now with a score, Kearney 6, Hastings 1.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of broadband internet, computer services, security systems, telephone systems, and more. Glenwood is set apart from other providers with their 97% exceptional customer satisfaction service. Friend Glenwood on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
5 Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the 5-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings going to have a new pitcher out there now. Zach Bankston is going to come out and throw. So Alex Mendoza's afternoon is over. Mendoza goes 4 innings here this afternoon for Hastings 5 Points Bank. Gives up six walks, six runs, one strikeout, and five hits. Zach Bankston coming out here now for Hastings 5 Points Bank. He will throw in inning number five. Bankston has thrown only two innings for Hastings during the regular season. Obviously, no record. He's given up two hits and one run. The run was not earned. Two base on balls. He hit a batter. A 0-0-0 earned run average. So Bankston comes out and throws now for Hastings here in inning number five, and he'll be the first of several probably see as Hastings piecing together a pitching rotation. There's a bunt way down. Spilnick has gotten it to third, and his throw to first is not in time. Phil Vornhagen is going to get aboard here with an infield single. Carney had two infield singles in the last inning. And Carney has scored a total of six runs here in the last two innings. Peyton Pocock has now come to the plate here for Hastings. Zach Bankston, he threw two innings in this area tournament. He pitched the other day against Lexington. He pitched two innings against Lexington and gave up one run and a couple of base hits. He had a couple of walks in that ball game and no strikeouts. So Zach Bankston, he's making his second appearance here at the area tournament, and it's in the championship ball game against Carney Runza. He's out on top by a score of 6-1 as we play here in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Bankston now throwing one to the plate, and that's going to hit the batter, Peyton Pocock. So a single by Vornhagen and a hit batter now on Peyton Pocock. And Carney's got base runners on at first and second base again here in the fifth with Jamison Ortley coming to the plate next. Ortley 1-for-2 so far today, had a single in the fourth inning. Reached on an error back there in inning number three and scored one run. The number nine hitter in the batting order. So Carney runs a program that has won eight titles in a row. Is out on top here. There's a throw down to first base and actually down to second base. It's not in time. The pitch came to the plate. It was up high on Jamison Ortley. And the catcher for Hastings, Brooks Asher, throws it down to second base, trying to catch Vornhagen off of the bag down there to no avail. One ball and no strikes. Carney scored three runs in the third inning and three in the fourth. Right on top of Hastings by a score of 6-1. Again, Vornhagen attempts to bunt. Now the ball gets away from Asher. Runners going down to the bases at second and third, respectively, with no throw from Asher. Vornhagen moves down to third base into play. Pocock is down at second base. And the count down to Jamison Ortley is sitting at two balls and no strikes. Ortley trying to bunt a couple of times there, but the ball is outside the strike zone. Zach Bankston now working from the stretch. Runners on at second and third base. Bankston comes set. Here comes a pitch to the plate. It's going to be down low for a ball. Again, blocked there by Asher behind the plate. And the count is sitting at three balls and no strikes. Bankston was expected to throw a little bit more than he did this year for Hastings 5 Points Bank. Developed some arm problems, we understand, early in the summer. Just never really recovered. And Hastings had a full gamut of starting pitchers, and Bankston never worked his way into any type of rotation for Hastings 5 Points Bank. He's seeing his second appearance here in the area tournament as he walks Jamison Ortley on the next pitch. So a hit batter, a walk, and a single for Bankston since coming on here in the fifth inning of play. And now here comes Kevin Asher back out of the dugout. Asher getting a lot of time on the diamond here this afternoon. Trying to settle his pitchers down. He had Alex Mendoza out there. Now Bankston having some problems in the first three guys that he has faced here. Coach Asher just trying to settle him down right now as he's pitching in this championship ball game. Hastings, if they force a second ball game today, they're going to be in real trouble as far as their pitching staff is concerned. With the state tournament getting underway on Saturday in either Omaha or Grand Island, you're not going to see any of the frontline pitchers trying to throw today. So Hastings is going to be in deep trouble. They have already played four games here in the area tournament. This is the fifth one here. And Hastings will be in deep trouble when we get to a second ball game if they can come back to win this contest. So coming up to the plate now is going to be Braden Eckhout, the pitcher for Carney Runza. He's going to take a fastball inside here, one ball and no strikes. Eckhout so far today, he has grounded out once. Reached on a fielder's choice a couple of times and has scored two runs. Carney's got the bases loaded here in the fifth inning again. This is the third straight inning that they've had the bases loaded. They've scored three runs in both the third and the fourth innings. They battered around in the third, sent eight men to the plate in the fourth inning of play. This is the fourth one here with Braden Eckhouse. The count to him is at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Next pitch is going to be popped up. He's going to come over here near the third base dugout. Coming over here is Spilnick, and he makes the catch. Mason Spilnick grabs the ball right in front of the Hastings dugout to record the out there. Now there's one man out here in the fifth inning. Bases are still juiced up. Hunter King is going to come up there next. Warren Hagen is down there at third base. You've got Peyton Pocock on at second. You've got Jamison Ortley at first base. Hunter King now comes to the left-hand batter's box here for Connie Runza. He had an RBI single his last time up there. And a pitch to him is going to be outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. King had that RBI single in the fourth and then came around to score a run. Flew out to center field in the third inning of play and grounded out to the first baseman in the first inning. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. It's 2 balls and 0 strikes. 2-0 the count here to Hunter King. No place to put him with the bases loaded up here in the fifth inning of play. Zach Bankston's next pitch is going to be inside for a ball. It's 3-0. This is the A7 American Legion Seniors Baseball Championship. Hastings trailing 6-1 to Connie Runza. Here comes the 3-0 pitch, and that's going to be outside of strike zone and a walk. And an RBI driven home here as Hunter King walks in the fifth inning. That's going to be the second walk given up by Bankston. Coming in and touching the plate is going to be Phil Vornhagen. It's now a 7-1 ball game in favor of Connie Runza. Moving over to third base in the play is going to be Peyton Pocock. Jamison Ortley moves down to second base in the play. Hunter King is on at first. A single, a hit batter, two walks, and a flyout. For Zach Bankston, since coming out here in the fifth inning of play, there's a ground ball down the first base side in foul territory. So it's now no balls and two strikes here to Matt Moore. Matt Moore, a .444 hitter during the regular season. He's got a single and a walk so far in this ball game, and he's grounded out once. Here comes the 0-2 pitch to Moore. That's going to be way outside for a ball. That's 1-2. Matt Moore in the first two ball games for Connie Runza here in the area tournament. How's this? 11 out of 12 with 9 runs scored and 3 RBIs. He's got a base hit already today here in this ball game. As he fouls away the pitch, and the count remains at 1-2 to Matt Moore. Hastings has played 3 elimination ball games in the last 3 days, picking up wins over Lexington, the West Coast Zephyrs, and North Platte. There's a ball that's going to be hit right by the shortstop, Sam Reimer, into center field. One run scores. Here comes a second one to the plate as a throw comes in. That's not going to be in time. And Matt Moore drives home 2 more runs here with a single to center field. Coming in to score from third base on the play is going to be Peyton Pocock. Coming around from second base is Jamison Ortley. So again, Connie putting the pressure on. Hastings, they score a couple of more runs here in this fifth inning of play. Moving down to second base on the play is going to be Hunter King. Matt Moore is on at first base now with a 2-run single. And Ty Roseberry comes to the plate next. It is 9-1. Connie has got the lead here in the championship ballgame. That's a 7th base hit for Connie here in the contest. Hastings has got 2. Ty Roseberry up there. He takes a pitch outside for a ball here. 1-0 the count. Next pitch by Bankston is going to be outside for another ball. And a throw down to second base. That's not going to be in time. Actually, the ball gets away from the second baseman, Ryan Kern, but staying put is Hunter King. 2 balls and 0 strikes. Chris Langen would be next. This is a dangerous lineup for Hastings to go with the bottom half of their pitching staff. There's a hard hit ball out toward the left field, and dancing out there and finally making the catch is going to be Blazer. Runner is going to tag at second base. He slides in there easily at third. And now runners are going to be on at first and third base. Ty Roseberry flies out to left field. That's the second out of the inning. And Chris Langen comes up there next. So again, 8 men have come to the plate so far against Hastings 5 Points Bank here in this fifth inning. Chris Langan, he's flown out to left field. He has walked, and he's flown out to center field to produce a run. 9-1 is the score, and Connie runs it. Is out on top of Hastings 5 points back here in this one. Hastings could be out of gas here in this contest. Langan waiting on the pitch. Here it comes. It's going to be popped up again. It's going to be over here on the left side of the diamond. Drifting back is going to be the third baseman. That's going to be Spolnick, and he makes the catch, and the inning is over. As Langan flies out to the third baseman for Hastings, Mason Spolnick. So the inning is over. Again, Connie plates three more runs here in the fifth inning of play. They've scored three in the third, fourth, and the fifth, and they lead Hastings now. As we head to the bottom of the inning, it's Connie 9, Hastings 1.
In a world where summer thirst runs rampant, a new type of refreshment is looking to rule. Something new, something big, something real big. From the creators of Pepsi, the biggest thing to hit summer since the sun, it's Pepsi made with real sugar. Prepare to experience explosions of taste, daring acts of refreshment, and more flavor than one summer can handle. With amazing made with real sugar performances from Pepsi, wild cherry, and vanilla flavors. Plus, chilling performances by frosted glasses and ice cubes. This summer, refreshment has a new address. And it's closer than you think. Make it a real big summer with three new flavors of Pepsi made with real sugar. It's the only summer blockbuster guaranteed to leave you satisfied. Pepsi, live for now.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here at Billwood Field in North Platte this afternoon. American Legion Baseball on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. Hastings trailing in the ball game. It is 9-1. This one's scheduled for 9 here today, although the mercy rule is in effect after 7 innings, the 10-run mercy rule. Hastings has thrown 2 pitchers out there so far, Alex Mendoza and Zach Bankston, to the last inning for Hastings, and Connie is starting to tee off on the Hastings pitching staff here today. So we'll see what Hastings can do now as they come to the plate in the bottom half of the fifth inning. We're going to have numbers 9, 1, and 2 in the batting order, Sam Reimer, Brock Dreher, and Jamison Cockrell. Reimer so far today, he's 1-for-1, had a double back there in the second inning to drive home the only run of the ball game for Hastings 5 points. He takes a pitch outside for a ball here, 1-0 to Sam Reimer. Reimer in the area tournament, now 2 out of 15 after recording that double back there in the second inning. Reimer has scored a run, he's got 3 RBIs now in the tournament with 1 walk and 1 strikeout. Reimer waiting on the next pitch. It's going to be down low for a ball, and he walks him on 4 straight pitches. So Reimer gets aboard here in the fifth. And for Braden Eckhout, he walked a man in the first inning of play. He walked a man in the third, and this is his third walk of the ball game now given up. In inning number 5, and that's going to bring up the top of the order now for Hastings, Brock Dreher. He's 0-for-1 so far today. He grounded out in the second inning. He walked back there in the first, and he fouls away the first pitch here. No balls and 1 strike to Brock Dreher, 3-0-1 hitter during the regular season. Dreher 5 out of 12 for the area tournament in the first 4 ball games here. He scored 6 runs, 3 RBIs, 4 walks, and a strikeout. Brock has done a great job defensively as well for Hastings out in center field here in the area tournament. Next pitch is going to be outside the strike zone, and it's 1-1 now to Brock Dreher. Jamison Cockrell will be next for Hastings as Hastings bats here in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Next pitch is swung on, hit towards short. Schreiner goes to 2-for-1 over to first base, not in time. They get the lead runner down there, Sam Reimer at second base, but they can't turn the double play. So there's 1 man out now in the inning. Brock Dreher is going to reach on a fielder's choice here in the fifth. Jamison Cockrell comes to the plate next for Hastings. Cockrell is 0-for-2 in the ball game. He's flown out to left field, and he has grounded out once. Cockrell has a batting average of 3.01 during the regular season. Cockrell is now 5 of 19 from the plate here in the area tournament. He has scored 6 runs, 2 RBIs with a walk and a couple of strikeouts. Cockrell betting in the number 2 position here this afternoon. And the count to him is at no balls and 1 strike as he swings and misses on his first pitch. Alex Panganiban would be next, and then Mason Spilenick. We're just joining us. Hastings trailing here by a score of 9-1. We're in the bottom half of the fifth inning of the A7 championship ball game here this afternoon at Billwood Field in North Platte. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be inside for a ball. And it is now 1-1 to Jamison Cockrell. Cockrell in there in the right-hand batter's box, 34 out of 113 from the plate. For Hastings, 5 points back here this season. Cockrell is waiting on the pitch here from Eckout. And the pitch is going to be in there for a strike on the inside corner. It's now 1-2. Cockrell so far this year with 22 base on balls and 11 strikeouts. He's got 34 base hits and 113 trips to the plate. Hastings with a base runner down there at first base. That is Brock Dreher. Leads the team in steals over there. He's going to stay put here as the pitch is going to be fouled away here at the plate by Cockrell. And the count is at 1-2. Hastings with a loss on Friday night to North Platte, 6-5. Came back and beat Lexington 15-1 on Saturday. They beat the West Coast Zephyrs 14-5 on Sunday. Beat North Platte yesterday by a score of 9-6. Now they're playing in the championship ball game here against Kearney Runza. Here comes the 1-2 pitch from Eckout. That's going to be a fastball that misses, and it just misses outside. And the count is at 2-2. Area 7 Juniors Tournament Championship ball game is now underway at Duncan Field between Hastings Johnson Imperial Homes and North Platte. North Platte will have to beat Hastings twice to win the championship. There's a ball that's going to be popped up. It's going to stay here in the infield. Schreiner shields his eyes from the sun and makes the catch at shortstop. So Jamison Cockrell, he flies out to shortstop. That's going to be the second out of the inning. And that's going to bring up Alex Panganiban next. Panganiban, he is 0-1 in this ball game today. Blew out to right field in the first inning, and then he walked in the third inning of play. So Panganiban comes up there. His batting average on the season is sitting at .321. As Pango waits on the pitch, it's going to be a breaking pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike, 0-1. Pango, so far in the area tournament, 6 out of 16. He has scored 8 runs. He's got 6 RBIs, 2 walks, a strikeout. He's been hit by a pitch twice, and he had a home run yesterday in the ball game against North Platte. Behind the count here at 0-1. Here comes a fastball in there. It's going to miss. And the count goes to 1-1 to Panganiban with Brock Dreher down there at first base. Panganiban comes in and touches the bat to the plate in the upper right-hand corner. Now he's ready to go here with a count of 1-1. Here comes Braden Eckhout's pitch. Way up high for a ball. It's now 2-1. If you're into social media and the likes, Panganiban is one of the most active players on the Hastings 5 Points Bank roster as far as his tweets are concerned. Discussed a variety of tweets that he hung out there following the ball game last night against North Platte. Very active member of the tweeting crew. 2-1 here to Panganiban as he waits on the pitch here. It's going to be a strike in the inside corner. There's now 2-2 to Panganiban. Mason Spilenick will follow him. Both of these teams have already qualified for the Class A state tournament that gets underway on Saturday. Today's result will just put him in the respective fields in either Omaha or in the Grand Islands. Panganiban now singles to left field for a base hit. Alex Panganiban singles to left field, so he moves down to first base on the play. Brock Dreher is aboard at second base. Mason Spilenick comes up there next. Spilenick has reached on an error, and he's hit into a double play so far today. He's 0-2. Spilenick, .283 hitter during the regular season, 5 out of 13 for the area tournament, 6 runs scored. 2 RBIs, 4 walks, and a strikeout. Standing with a club in hand here in the right-hand batter's box. The pitch by Braden Eckhout is going to be outside for a ball. It's 1-0. Shawnee is out on top of Hastings 5 points Bank here in the championship ball game. 9-1 is the score. 1-0 the count here to Mason Spillick. Next count is going to be down low for another ball. That's 2 balls and no strikes. Plenty of at-bats to go for Hastings if they can grab a couple of runs per inning here. 9-1 they're trailing, but we're only in the bottom half of the fifth inning. This one's scheduled for 9 here today at Billwood Field in North Platte. Ray Neckout comes set, looks at the runner at second base, looks at the runner at second base, now offers one to the plate. It's going to be a fastball. It's going to be in there for a strike. 1 ball and 1 strike. If Hastings can win this ball game, we'll play game number 2 immediately following this one for the championship. Connie, the only undefeated team left here in this 5-team area tournament. Hastings is 3-1. Here comes the next pitch to the plate, swung on, hit towards second, fielded there, and then bobbled around the back at third, and coming home is going to be Brock Dreher as the ball goes into center field. So Hastings plates a run here in the fifth inning of play. Mason Spillick hits that one hard right toward the second baseman, Peyton Pocock. He's going to be charged with an error there at second base. Coming around to score in the play is going to be Brock Dreher as he scores here in the ball game to make it a 9-2 contest. Heading down to second base, and the play is going to be Panganiban. Mason Spillick is aboard at first. And now Brix Asher comes to the plate next. Asher has struck out once, and he has grounded out once here in the ball game. Asher now 5 out of 18 from the plate this weekend. 3 runs scored, 6 RBIs, 2 walks, and 2 strikeouts. Asher has struck out once here, and he has grounded out once as he takes a whack at this pitch here and he fouls it away. No balls and 1 strike now to Brooks Asher. Zach Merrill would follow him, and then Ryan Kern. Hastings, that's the first run since the second inning. Hastings has scored a run now in the second and 1 in the 5th. They trail Carney runs by the score of 9-2. There comes the next pitch in there for a strike on Asher. It's no balls and 2 strikes. Asher during the regular season, 34 out of 131 from the plate. He's got 7 doubles to his credit, no home runs, and 24 RBIs. He has walked 24 times, and he has struck out 18 times. Here's the next pitch. That looked like it was close, but it just misses outside. Good eye up there by Brooks Asher. It's now 1 ball and 2 strikes to the catcher for Hastings, Asher. Runners are on at first and second base. Spillick is on at first, and Panganiban is on at second. Hastings with 1 run in. You're in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Braden Eckout comes set. There's a high fastball, swing and a miss, and Asher strikes out for the second time here this afternoon, and that ends the inning. So a strikeout there by Braden Eckout, and that's going to be strikeout number 2 in the ball game for Eckout. He's only 2 strikeouts have occurred against Brooks Asher. So Hastings scores 1 run here in the fifth inning of play on 1 hit. There was 1 error on Carney. And the 2 men left on base. We go to the 6th inning with a score, Kearney 9, Hastings 2.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Goodyear, driven by those who use the world as their proving ground. And everything we've learned making these tires inspires what we roll into yours. Goodyear, more driven.
And now through July 31st, get up to $80 by mail-in rebate when you purchase a set of 4 select Goodyear tires. Double your rebate up to $160 when you make the purchase on your Goodyear credit card.
Come see us at Graham Tire for a better tire and service experience. Graham Tire, your tire store next door.
1230 KHAS.
American Legion baseball action here tonight on 1230 KHAS, where Billwood Field in North Platte. Hastings trailing. Carney runs about a score at 9-2 as we head to the 6th inning of play. Carney looking to win the area championship for the 8th consecutive year. They have been a mainstay at the state tournament in American Legion baseball action for the past several years. Connie Runza will bat here in the 6th. And we've got numbers 6, 7, and 8 in the batting order again coming up here. That's Dakota Schreiner, Phil Vornhagen, and Peyton Pocock. If one of those guys get aboard, we'll see Jamison Ortley. Arnie scoring three runs. They batted around in the third inning of play. Sent 8 men to the plate in the fourth inning and scored three more runs. Sent 8 men to the plate in the fifth inning and scored three runs. There's a ball hit to center field on the very first pitch by Dakota Schreiner. He gets a base hit, and he's on board at first base. That's going to be the sixth hit of the ball game now for Connie Runza. They've out hit Hastings here in this contest, 6-3. Zach Bankston out there for Hastings, throwing his second inning of relief here today, making his second appearance in the area tournament on the hill for Hastings. Here's Phil Vornhagen up there next. And he takes a pitch outside for a ball, 1-0 the count. Alex Mendoza started for Hastings today. He went the first four innings, gave up 6 runs and 5 base hits, with 6 walks and 1 strikeout. Zach Bankston came on in the last inning and gave up 3 runs and 2 base hits. And now he gives up a base hit here to begin the sixth inning of play as Dakota Schreiner is on board at first base. Here comes the next pitch by Bankston. It's going to be inside for a ball. Now 2 balls and 1 strike here to Phil Vornhagen. Connie runs a 29-18 on the season. They are 2-0 here in the area tournament. As there's a ball, it's going to be hit to center field. That's going to be another base hit. So back-to-back base hits now for Connie from Dakota Schreiner and Phil Vornhagen. And Connie has now got runners on at first and second base and nobody out here in the sixth. Connie 29-18 on the year. Hastings is 27-17. Connie has beaten Hastings 3 times already this season. Scores of 5-3, 6-2, and 7-0. Right now, Connie has got a 9-2 advantage over Hastings in the Area 7 Baseball Championship. Here's Peyton Pocock to the plate next. Squares around the button. Now a throw down to a second base. Ball momentarily gets away from Reimer, the shortstop, but not far enough to allow Dakota Schreiner to advance. Pocock is looking at kind of 1 ball and 2 strikes here at the plate. He's got a walk. He's got a single. He's been hit by a pitch. His 3 plate appearances today has scored 2 runs. Riccardi runs out of this number 8 position. There's the next pitch. Can be fouled away in the first base side. And the count of 1 ball and 1 strike. American Legion Baseball tonight on 1230 KHAS Hastings. And also online at www.hastingslink.com. Hastings playing with the infield and especially at the corners with Marilyn Spilnick at first and third. Here comes the next pitch to Pocock inside for a ball. 2 balls and 1 strike now to Peyton Pocock. Jamison Ortley would be next and then Braden Knackout. Johnny batting here in the top half of the sixth inning. This one's scheduled for 9 here this afternoon. Next pitch by Bankston way up high for a ball. 2 balls and 2 strikes now to Peyton Pocock. And Bankston threw just 2 innings all season long, and he's made two mound appearances here in the area tournaments. There's a swing and a miss, and he strikes him out. So Bankston, he gets a strikeout here. That's his first strikeout of the ball game. That's the first out in the sixth inning of play for Connie Runza, and that's going to bring up Jamison Ortley next. Ortley has a batting average on the season at .265. He has reached on an error. He's got a single, and he's reached on a base on balls here in this ball game against Hastings, so he's officially 1-for-2 from the plate with 2 runs scored. Ortley takes a pitch outside for a ball here, 1 ball and 2 strikes. He's a number 9 hitter in the batting orders. The second one comes to the plate. This could be in there for a strike. That's 1-1 now to Jamison Ortley. Connie is a team that can put a lot of runs on the scoreboard. They scored 14 the other day against Lexington and 25 in the second ball game against North Platte. There's a ball hit towards short. Reimer has got it. Reimer goes to second for 1 over to first base. That's not in time. So they get the force out on Vornhagen. Moving over to third base on the play is going to be Dakota Schreiner. Jamison Ortley is going to get aboard on a fielder's choice as Phil Vornhagen is retired in the play from short to second. Now there's 2 outs in the inning. Now we got the top of the order coming up there again in Braden Knackout. Knackout is the pitcher here this afternoon for Connie Runza, and it's not a good job. He's got about 2 runs and only 3 base hits against Hastings this afternoon. Here comes the pitch by Bankston. It's going to miss outside. That's one ball and no strikes. Heck out throwing here today for Carney's second appearance against Hastings. He was the winning pitcher in that 6-2 win over Hastings 5 points back earlier this year. He threw five innings in that ball game. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be popped up and it's going to get out of play. So a long strike, and it's now one ball and one strike to Braden Eckhout. In that first meeting between Hastings and Connie, or actually the second meeting with Eckhout on the mound, he gave up 2 runs, 7 hits, 4 walks, and 4 strikeouts in that ball game against Hastings and recorded the win as Connie won by a score of 6-2 during the regular season. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. Gets away from the catcher. Asher back to the screen and coming in from third base and scoring into play is going to be Dakota Schreiner. So Schreiner is going to score on a wild pitch from Zach Bankston. Moving down to second base into play is going to be Jamison Ortley. And now it's a 10-2 ball game in favor of Carney runs it. We're in the sixth inning of play. Braden Eckhout now has a count of 2 balls and 1 strike here at the plate. Here's the next pitch by Bankston. It's going to be down low for another ball. Has 3 balls and 1 strike. So things not going Hastings' way here in this championship ball game after winning 3 elimination ball games in the last 3 days. The count here is at 3 balls and 1 strike to Eckhout. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be down low, and the ball actually hops to Brooks Asher behind the plate. A base on ball is given up there. Running down at first base and a play is going to be Eckhout. Now runners are on at first and second base. Bankston recorded a couple of walks in the last inning. He's got his 3rd one now here in inning number 6. Coming to the plate next is going to be Hunter King. Grounded out to the first baseman, flew out to center. He's got an RBI single in the 4th inning of play. And he's got a walk in the 5th. Next pitch is going to be way outside for a ball again. 1 ball, 1 strike now to Hunter King. At first base is Eckhout. At second base is Ortley. Hunter King up to the plate. There's a fastball. It's going to be inside for a ball. And it's now 2 balls and 1 strike. Bankston having problems here at inning number 6. Russ Kindig, the head coach for Hastings, already up on the top step of the bleachers, top step of the dugout. There's a hard hit ball to right field. Cockrell goes back. It's going to be over his head. It goes to the wall. 1 run scores. Here comes the 2nd one of the plate. Around the bag, it's 2nd, hitting for 3rd. Hunter King, and he gets in there with a stand-up triple. A triple to score 2 more runs here for Connie as Ortley comes around from 2nd base to score. Coming around from 1st base to score with no problem was Eckhout. And a stand-up triple for Hunter King as he hits that one hard to right field. So 2 more runs score here in the 6th inning of play. Connie has scored 3 here in the inning. Now they lead Hastings by a score of 12-2 here in the 6th. And coming up to the plate next is going to be Matt Moore. So 12-2, Connie has got the lead. They're in the championship ball game of the area tournament. Bankston again throws one to the plate. It's going to be fouled down the first base side. And the count goes to 1 ball and 1 strike. So Connie leaving no doubt who the odds-on favorite here in this area tournament. They have looked impressive in wins over Lexington and North Platte. Now they're putting it to Hastings here today. 12-2 is the score. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be down low. And again, Asher has got to save that one from coming back to the screen. And the count now, 2 balls and 1 strike to Matt Moore. Ty Roseberry would be next. Moore is dangerous. His batting average during the year was at .444. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be swung on, hit towards 2nd. Ryan Kern scoops it up. He goes to 1st base, and the inning is over. Matt Moore grounds out to 2nd base to end the inning. But again, Connie scoring 3 runs. That's the 4th straight inning. They have scored at least 3 runs. They've now got a sizable lead over Hastings as we hit to the bottom of the 6th. It is Carney 12, Hastings 2.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at Five Points Bank.
the better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have Five Points Bank mobile capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get mobile capture, log into your Five Points Bank account. Then select Mobile Capture Enrollment or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile Capture from the banking technology leader, Five Points Bank.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at Billwood Field in North Platte here today. Connie has got the lead over Hastings. The score is 12-2. Connie with 12 runs, 10 base hits, 3 errors. Hastings with 2 runs, 3 hits, and 1 error. It's only 3 base hits for Hastings so far in the ballgame. Sam Reimer, he's got a double. That was back in the second inning of play. Ryan Kern, he's got a single. That was in the fourth. Alex Panganiban has a single in the fifth inning. Other than that, not a whole lot off of Braden Eckhout, the pitcher for Connie. Eckhout's going to come back out here again. He'll throw the bottom half of the sixth. This one's scheduled for 9 here today, but Connie's got a 10-run lead, 12-2. Zach Merrill comes up there for Hastings Five Points Bank. Merrill's 0-2 here today. He's flown out to center field, and he has grounded out once. And the pitch to him is going to be down low for a ball, 1-0 in the count. Merrill is now 3 out of 16 from the plate here during the area tournament. He takes a look at the fastball there. It's right down the pipe, and it's 1-1. Area 7 Juniors Tournament being contested tonight at Duncan Field in Hastings between North Platte and Hastings Johnson Imperial Homes. Ball game is underway at Duncan, and North Platte will have to beat Hastings twice in order to win the championship. There's a breaking pitch that's going to be in there for a strike. No balls and two strikes to Zach Merrill. Here comes the next pitch by Eckhout. Swung on, hit towards second. Pocock scoops it up like a vacuum and goes over to first base. That's in time. Merrill didn't even run all the way to first base in the play. Put on the brakes and said, nope, that's good enough for me. Zach Merrill is thrown out on the play from second to first. Ryan Kern comes up there next. Kern, he's 1-for-2 in the ball game. Had a single in the fourth. Reached on an error in the second. Scored a run in the second inning of play. He takes a strike here. Nothing and one. Ryan Kern during the regular season. 262 hitter. Kern is now 6 out of 17 from the plate here in the area tournament. There's a ball hit toward third. Langen has got it. His long throw to first is going to be in time. Two up, two down for Hastings here in their half of the sixth. Don Blazer comes up there next. Blazer so far today, he is 0-for-2. He's grounded out once, and he's grounded out again, once to the pitcher, once to the shortstop. Blazer is now 0 for his last 7 here in the area tournament. Blazer waiting in the right-hand batter's box, and here comes the pitch to him. It's going to be a fastball that misses outside. One ball and no strikes. Hastings scoring a run in the second inning and 1 in the fifth. They're still trailing in the ball game by a score of 12-2. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball, and it's now 2 balls and no strikes. Despite the outcome of this ball game, Hastings will play in the Class A state tournament next weekend in either Omaha or Grand Island. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike, 2-1 the count. Well, we had it figured last night. Hastings will play the third ball game of 4 on either site. The way things are set up, official bracket will be released probably sometime tomorrow as this next pitch is going to be fouled away and the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Oh, we got it figured last night. We spent some time crunching numbers. It looks like Hastings will play the third ball game at either Grand Island or in Omaha. There's a ground ball again. The Wagon is throw over to first base. It's going to be in time, and Hastings goes down in order here in inning number 6. Hastings scores no runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the top of the seventh inning now with a score. Kearney 12, Hastings 2.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, 207 South Burlington, is the place for all your rehabilitation needs. PTSR offers a wide variety of services, including orthopedic, neurologic, and sports injury rehabilitation. A certified hand specialist is available for the more delicate upper extremity injuries. Aquatic therapy and balance training is also available. A certified athletic trainer is on staff as well. PTSR has a strong industrial services division providing physical and functional capacity testing, as well as drug and alcohol screening. Please visit our website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
1230 KHAS.
So Ryan Kern is going to come on now for Hastings, and he'll throw here in this seventh inning. He'll play. Zach Bankston is done. He throws two innings today. Gives up six runs and five base hits. Bankston had one strikeout during his time out there. And he also had three walks. So Ryan Kern is going to come on there now for Hastings. Looks like Kern is going to come in from second base to pitch. We're going to have Zach Merrill now moving over to, looks like, second base. And that's Alex Panganiban now going to be at first base for Hastings. Reimer will be at shortstop, and Mason Spillick will be at third base. Ryan Kern is going to come out here and throw now for Hastings here in the seventh inning of play. Kern has thrown nine innings for Hastings so far this year. His record is at one win, no losses. Out of those nine innings pitched, he has given up seven hits and five runs, all five earned. Five base on balls, four strikeouts. ERA is sitting at 3.88. The first guy he'll face here is Ty Roseberry. Hits it down the line at third base. He'll throw down to first. That's going to be in time. Fielded there by Kern right on the third base foul line. And he gets Ty Roseberry over there at first base. So Roseberry just gets a little piece of that one that trickles down the third base line. Fielded there by Kern, who gets it over to first baseman Alex Panganiban to record the out. Chris Langen comes up there next. 12-2 is the score. Hastings trailing Kearney in the championship ball game here, the Area 7 tournament. First pitch to Langen is going to be in there for a strike. Here comes the next pitch by Ryan Kern. Swung on and fouled away. The count goes to no balls and two strikes. Alex Mendoza, the starter for Hastings tonight, won four innings. Zach Bankston works two. And now we're seeing Ryan Kern, the third pitcher used by Hastings head coach Russ Kindig here in this ball game today. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball, and the count goes to one ball and two strikes. You're listening to the Area 7 championship ball game today here on 1230 KHAS Hastings. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Kearney scoring three runs in a third, fourth, fifth, and sixth innings here today. There's another ball that's going to be fouled away. It gets into the seats, and the count remains at one ball and two strikes. Kearney sent 9 men to the plate in the third inning, scored three runs. 8 men to the plate in the fourth inning, scored three runs. 8 men to the plate in the fifth inning and scored three runs. And 7 guys came to the plate in the sixth inning against Bankston, and he scored three runs. Roseberry is grounded out to begin the seventh, and now the count on Chris Langen is sitting at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Here comes the next pitch, hit on the ground towards short. Reimer backhands it there, gets it over to first base. That's in between time. Two up, two down here for Kearney. Kearney went down in order in the first inning of play. Had one base runner in the second. Now they're into the seventh inning. The first 2 guys have gone down and ground outs. Dakota Schreiner comes to the plate next. Schreiner, he is 2-for-4 in the ball game today. A couple of singles. He has scored a run. He's flown out to right field, and he's flown out to left field. Now check that. Schreiner has walked twice. He's got a strikeout and a single in the ball game. And also scored a run. 12-2 is the score. Connie runs is out on top. Here comes the next pitch by Ryan Kern, and it's going to miss. And the count is at 1-1 now to Dakota Schreiner. Schreiner, a .327 hitter during the regular season for Connie Runza. Next pitch is lined down to third base side. It's going to be in foul territory. So the count, 1-2 now to Dakota Schreiner. Schreiner's got 37 base hits and 113 trips to the plate so far this season. 10 doubles, a triple, a home run. 29 RBIs for Connie Runza. There's the next pitch, fouled away. And the count remains at 1-2. Schreiner's got, 19? 10 base on balls this year. 10 base on balls and 25 strikeouts. Here comes a 1-2 pitch. That's going to miss down low for a ball here. And it's now 2-2. It was 91 degrees at game time here this afternoon, about 8 degrees cooler than when Hastings played yesterday. It was 99 when we took the field yesterday. Next pitch is going to be up high for a ball. 3-2 on Dakota Schreiner. Phil Vornhagen anxiously waiting in the on-deck circle, and there's a swing and a miss, and he strikes him out. So Carney goes down in order here. And inning number 7, the first strikeout for Ryan Kern. Carney scores no runs on no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the 7th inning with a score. Carney 12, Hastings 2.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
1230 KHAS.
American Legion Baseball today here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings trailing in the championship ball game at Connie Runza tonight. The score is 12-2. The 10-run rule is in effect in the championship ball game, so Hastings is going to have to score at least one run here in the bottom half of the 7th inning to continue this ball game. Hastings needs 2 wins this afternoon in order to win the area tournament, but they're being smoked here in game number 1 by a score of 12-2. The juniors ball game is now underway at Duncan Field in Hastings. After the first inning, Hastings is leading North Platte by a score of 2-0. And for the juniors championship in area 7, Hastings 2, North Platte nothing. There's a hit to the left field. Mishandled out there by the left fielder for Connie, but staying at first base. It's going to be Sam Reimer.
Reimer with the leadoff single brings up number 2.
And now we understand it's after 2 innings of play. Hastings is out on top of North Platte by a score of 2-0. They now play 2 in the juniors ball game, the championship ball game. North Platte will have to beat Hastings twice in order to win the title down there. Here's Brock Dreher coming to the plate next. He takes a look at a high fastball there and a swing and a miss. Brock Dreher so far today has reached on a fielder's choice. He's grounded out once, and he's reached on a walk. So he's 0-2 officially. A runner is on at first base. That is Sam Reimer. Hastings trailing in the ball game, 12-2. There's a pitch to the plate. It's going to be inside for a ball. And it's now 1-1. Braden Eckhout has went all the way here for Connie Runza. He's given up 2 runs and 4 base hits to Hastings, 5 points thus far. Ball's going to be down low. Now the ball gets away from the catcher. There's a throw down to second base. Not in time. Reimer is in there. Sam Reimer is aboard now at second base, and the count here at the plate is sending a 2-1 to Brock Dreher of Hastings. 2 strikeouts so far for Braden Knockout in the ball game. Looking for his 7th win of the 2014 season here tonight. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike as Brock Dreher was squaring around the bunt and takes a strike. 2-2. So far, Eckhout has walked 3 guys during the ball game. 2-2 here with nobody out in the 7th inning of play. Braden Eckhout looking towards second base. Here's the next pitch. It's golfed to left field. That's going to be a base hit. Picked up out there by Matt Moore, the left fielder, who gets it back to the infield. And Hastings has got base runners on now at first and third base. Moving over to third on the play is going to be Sam Reimer. A single here by Brock Dreher. So Dreher gets a base hit for Hastings 5 points. That is his 6th hit of the area tournament so far. And that's going to bring up Jameson Cockrell next. Cockrell is 0-for-3 so far today. He's flown out to left field. He has grounded out once. He's popped one back to the shortstop. So he comes back up here in the 7th inning of play. Hastings needing a run to continue this ball game. They're trailing by a score of 12-2 here in the bottom of the 7th inning. There's a high fastball that's going to miss there. 1-0. Cockrell so far during the area tournament coming into this game, he was 5-for-17, so he's now 5 out of 20 from the plate. 6 runs scored, couple of RBIs, a walk, and 2 strikeouts. Here's the next pitch to him. It's hit back up through the middle field of there by the shortstop. He goes over to first base. That's going to be in time, and a run comes in to score. Sam Reimer comes in to score as Jameson Cockrell is going to be retired into the play from short to first.
Brings up number 7, Alex Pagan-Eben.
Actually, a double play turn there as he steps on the bag at second base before going over to first base. So a double play turn there by Dakota Schreiner. Steps on the bag, catches the force out on Brock Dreher, then he gets it over to Cockrell's, or gets it over to first baseman Ty Roseberry to record the out on Jameson Cockrell. And now Alex Pangadiban comes up there next, so we'll play at least one more inning here. 12-3 is the score now. Kearney is out on top of Hastings. Anganiba coming to the plate next. He singled his last time up there. He takes a whack at that one and it goes out to a center field. Hunter King, that's going to be over his head. Pango around the bag at first. He's digging for second. He's going to be up there with a stand-up double. Anganiba gets a double to center field as he hits that one over the head of Hunter King out there. So that's going to be the 2nd hit of the ball game for Anganiba. Mason Spilnick comes up there next for Hastings. Spilnick reached on an error in the first, hit into a double play in the third, reached on an error in the 5th inning of play. So he is 0-for-3 officially here in this ball game. Spilnick now for the area tournament is 5 out of 16 from the plate. Pangan-Eben is your base runner down there at second base now for Hastings. Hastings has got 1 run in here in the 7th, and they now trail Kearney on a score of 12-3 here in the area 7 championship ball game. Braden Eckhout has went all the way for Kearney. He's at the belt now as he comes to the plate and is pitching to be outside and down low for a ball. And the count now with 2-0. Pitching coach for Kearney is now on the top rung of the dugout down there in the first base side. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike. 2-1 now to Mason Spilnick of Hastings. Brooks Asher would be next. Followed by Zach Merrill. Hastings trying to come back here later in this ball game. It's scheduled for 9 here today. We're in the bottom of the 7th. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be down low for a ball. Good stop behind the plate by Jamison Ortley for Kearney. As 3-1. 3-1 to the number 4 hitter in the batting order for Hastings, Mason Spilnick. Braden Eckhout comes center of the mound, looks towards second base, offers one to the plate. That's going to be up high for a ball, and he walks him. So a base on ball is given up there. Hastings now with runners on at first and second base. That's going to be the 4th walk of the ball game given up there by Braden Eckhout. Now The head coach for Connie Runza is going to make his way out of the pitcher's mound. That's going to be all she wrote here. We're going to have a pitching change coming up here for Connie Runza in the seventh inning of play of this championship ball game. So we're going to take a break here. Connie's got the lead. The score is Connie 12, Hastings 3.
Sidewalk sale days are on at Gary Michaels Clothiers in downtown Kearney. Spectacular savings on summer clothing. Suits and sports coats, $99 and up. Shorts, tees, and polos, $19 and up. Neckties, $19. Select summer sportswear also available in big and tall, 50% off. And ladies, Gary Michaels is bringing clothing from the Hastings store. Prices $9 and up. Lines including Sharon Young, Spanner, Trulux Denim, and Adventura. Shop sidewalk savings at Gary Michaels Clothiers on the Bricks in downtown Kearney this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
I grew up in a small town about 30 miles from here. When I was in high school, my best friend's little sister developed cancer. I think she was just about ready to turn 14 when she passed away. I remember it was Good Friday, Easter weekend. That was just tragic. It really was a life-changing experience for me. And I think that's what actually made me go into nursing. She was like family to me, so I want all my patients to be treated like they're my family. I think that's very important to have that connection. I'll cry with my patients. I'll pray with my patients. I'll do whatever I need to. They're expecting me to be there for them and help them through that crisis. It inspires me to keep doing what I do every day. I know I've made a difference in their life. I'm Chandra Muskey, nurse manager at the Morrison Cancer Center. I can't imagine working anywhere else.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
1230 KHAS.
So the new pitcher for Connie Runza is going to be Dakota Schreiner. He comes in there with two men out here in the seventh inning of play with Connie out on top on a score of 12-3. Schreiner has thrown 42 and two-thirds innings so far this year for Connie. His record is sitting at 3 wins and 3 losses on the season. He's got one save. Out of those 42 and two-thirds innings, Schreiner has given up 50 hits, 25 runs, 17 of those earned, 11 base on balls and 12 strikeouts, ERA 2.78. Hastings with runners on at first and second base here in the seventh inning. They're trailing in the ball game by a score of 12-3. So Braden Ackout goes 6 2/3 innings tonight for Kearney. Schreiner is in there right now as he comes with a pitch to the plate. It's going to be down low for a ball. That's two balls and no strikes here to Brooks Asher. Ackout charged with 3 runs so far. The two on the base pads will be charged to his statistics if they come home. Here comes the 2-0 pitch now from Schreiner. That's going to be down low for another ball. It's 3 balls and no strikes. Ackout gives up the 3 runs, 6 hits. He had 4 base on balls and 2 strikeouts during his time up there. Asher is ahead of the count here at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Next pitch gets away from the catcher, but it won't make any difference. That's the fourth walker, the fourth ball, and it's going to be a base on ball is given up here by Schreiner. So Panganiba now moves over to third base on the play. Spilnick is down at second. Brooks Asher is on at first base. Zach Merrill comes to the plate next. Hastings down 12-3 in the ball game, but they're threatening for more here in the seventh with the bases jammed now with 2 men out. Zach Merrill comes to the plate next. Merrill 0-3 in this ball game. He is now 3 out of 16, actually 3 out of 17 from the plate here in the area tournament. And here comes the pitch. It comes inside. Did it hit him? Yes, it did. Zach Merrill is hit by a pitch here in the seventh inning, and that's going to drive home a run. Coming in from third base to score is going to be Panganiban. Now it's a 12-4 ball game. Spelnik heads over to third base on the play. Asher down at second, and Zach Merrill gets aboard at first base. And now we're going to have another visit from the pitching coach for Connie's to come out and talk with Dakota Schreiner. Trying to record this final out of the seventh inning. I got that double play back there on the ball hit by Jamison Cockrell. And since then, it's been a double by Panganiban. A base on balls to Spilnick. Pitching change. Base on balls to Brooks Asher and a hit batter. Ryan Kern comes up there next. He's now the pitcher for Hastings. Started at second base. Kern, he grounded out once. He's got a single and he has reached on an error. He throws some smoke there. We're talking about Schreiner, and it's right down the pipe for a strike. This is the eighth man to come to the plate for Hastings in the seventh inning as they try to get back into the ball game of this Area 7 championship game. It's a 12-4 contest right now. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. That ball is going to be popped up, and it's going to get out of play. So Kern is behind it. Got it. No balls and two strikes. Connie now holding along any of those base runners at their respective bags here tonight. Zach Merrill is on at first base. Brooks Asher is down there at second, and Mason Spillick is on at third base. Hastings now with six base hits in the ball game. They're being out hit by Connie 10-6. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball. And the count is at 1-2 now. 1-2 the count here to Ryan Kern. As he bats here in the seventh inning of play. Kern waiting on the next pitch here from Dakota Schreiner. Here's a pitch. It's going to be a breaking pitch. It's going to be in there for a called third strike, and he strikes him out. So Hastings leads the bases loaded here in the seventh inning of play. Ryan Kern strikes out. First strikeout of the ball game for Dakota Schreiner. But Hastings comes up with a couple of runs here in the seventh inning of play. One run, actually two runs score on a couple of base hits. No errors on Carney. And two men left on base for Hastings. So we go to the top of the eighth inning now with a score. Carney 12, Hastings 4.
DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services. We take care of our neighbors.
This is Scott DeWitt asking you to consider us for cremation services. With the simplicity and dignity cremation offers, we can provide a variety of options. If you've already made the choice, start here for a free consultation and information on cremation.
At DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services, we take care of our neighbors. Serving Hastings and surrounding communities, call 402-462-4444. Online at DeWittFuneral.com.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at Billwood Field in North Platte today. Hastings trailing in the championship ball game of the seniors tournament today. The score is 12-4. To Connie Runza. Connie has won eight consecutive titles here, and they're well on their way here. Hastings would have to beat Connie twice in order to win the championship. After 2.5 innings at Duncan Field and Hastings, North Platte has jumped out on top of Hastings Johnson Imperial Homes now. North Platte 4, Hastings 2. North Platte has to beat JIH two times tonight to win the juniors championship, and North Platte with a lead in the first ball game tonight, 4-2 over Johnson Imperial Homes. That ball game is being played at Duncan Field. So 12-4 is the score here in the seniors championship ball game. This one's scheduled for 9 here tonight. Hastings 5 points back needs to win two games here to claim the championship. Carney is now batting in the top half of the eighth inning. Out there for Hastings 5 points bank on the mound is going to be Ryan Kern. He's the third pitcher used by Hastings head coach Russ Kindig here in the ballgame. This is Phil Vornhagen up there, and he pops away. This pitch here is going to head out to second base, and Zach Merrill grabs the ball for Hastings. Phil Vornhagen, he flies out to second base. They start off the eighth inning of play. Now Peyton Pocock is going to come up there next. Pocock has got a walk so far in the ball game. He has singled. He's been hit by a pitch, and he has struck out once. He scored a couple of runs here for Connie Runza, batting in the number 8 position here tonight. Winner of the Area 7 American Legion Baseball Tournament will head for the state tournament on Saturday in Grand Island. The runner-up team will go to the state tournament at Omaha South beginning on Saturday. The pitch to Peyton Pocock is going to be down low for a ball, and he's ahead on the count now at 2-0. Here comes a 2-0 pitch now by Ryan Kern. It's going to be down low for another ball. 3-0. So 3-0 the count. Connie scoring in the third, fourth, fifth, and sixth innings. Three runs apiece in each of those innings, and they've got the commanding lead over Hastings 12-4. The next pitch is going to be outside for a ball, and it's going to be a base on ball. It's given up there by Ryan Kern. His first one since coming out in relief in the seventh inning of play. Jamison Ortley comes up there next for Kearney Runza. He's a team that is 29-18 in the season, looking for their 30th win of the year here in this championship ball game of the area tournament. They have been dominating so far in this tournament, beating Lexington 14-0 and beating North Platte 25-3. There's the ball. It's going to be hit to left field for a base hit. Blazer then mishandles the ball, but the runners stay put at first and second base. Jamison Ortley gets a single to left field. That moves Peyton Pocock down to second base on the play. Connie's got base runners on at first and second base again here in the eighth inning. They've had a ton of base runners in this contest. They left 9 men on the base pads, and they have scored 12 runs. There's the ball. It's going to be popped up. It's going to be on the first base side, giving chase Panganiban, but he can't get there. It goes way out of play. Ray Neckow fouls away the pitch. He's went all the way. Connie runs it until the last inning, but he got replaced by Dakota Schreiner. Neckow goes 6 2/3 innings as the pitcher tonight for Connie Runza. Moves over to shortstop in that last half of an inning. There's the next pitch. He's going to be in there for a strike on Braden Eckout. And the count is sitting at no balls and two strikes. Connie with one man out here in the top half of the eighth inning. Hastings the home team here tonight. Here comes the next pitch by Ryan Kern. It's going to be outside for a ball. And it's one ball and two strikes. Russ Kendig, the head coach, lost the coin flip on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Hastings visiting teams all 3 days. And finally, tonight, he wins the coin toss. They switch dugouts, and Hastings is behind 12-4. There's a ball that's going to be hit towards center field. Brock Dreher again. He can cover a lot of area out there. He grabs the ball, and an easy out there. Braden Neckout, he flies out to the center fielder, Brock Dreher. And that's going to bring up Hunter King next. So there's 2 men out now for Connie here in the top half of the eighth inning. Hastings will have 2 more at-bats to try to get back into this contest. Hunter King so far. He's grounded out once. He's flown out to center field. He's got a single that drove home a run. Got another base on balls. And he had a triple that drove in 2 runs. That was back in the sixth inning. So Hunter King has done some damage here for Connie Runza. The pitch to him is going to be outside for a ball. And the count now at 2 balls and no strikes. Actually, he's got 4 RBIs here tonight in this ball game, including that triple he had the last time up there that produced a couple of runs. He takes a look at the pitch there. It's going to be outside for a ball. It's now 3 balls and no strikes. 3-0 the count here to Hunter King. Matt Moore will be next. Connie's got base runners on at first and second base here in the eighth inning. And here comes the 3-0 pitch now. It's going to be in there for a strike around the outside corner. And it's now 3 balls and 1 strike. 3-1 the count here to Hunter King, Matt Moore, Ty Roseberry. Next 2 scheduled hitters here for Connie Runza. Here comes the next pitch, a fastball that's going to miss outside, and he walks him. The bases loaded up here. That's his second walk of the ball game given up by Ryan Kern. Hunter King is on at first base. Down at second base is going to be Jamison Ortley. Over at third base is going to be Peyton Pocock. And now one of the best hitters in the area is going to come to the plate, Matt Moore. 444 is his batting average. He was 10 for 11 in the first 2 ball games here of the area tournament. Matt Moore tonight has grounded out base on balls, a single, 2 RBIs, and he grounded out once. He fouls away the next pitch, and the count to him is at no balls and 2 strikes. So nothing and 2 to Matt Moore. There's 2 men out here for Connie Runza. We're in the eighth inning of play of this Area 7 championship ball game. Connie out on top of Hastings 12-4. Here comes the 0-2 pitch by Kern. It's going to miss, and a count of 1-2. Connie now with 12 runs, 11 base hits, and 3 errors in the ball game. Hastings with 4 runs, 6 hits, and 1 error. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be fouled down the first base side. And the count remains at 1 ball and 2 strikes. American Legion baseball action here tonight from Billwood Field in North Platte on 1230 KHAS. And also online at www.hastingslink.com. Hastings was down on the pitching staff here after playing 4 ball games, and it cost him here. This ball game against Connie Runza, facing a very good hitting team. Alex Mendoza hung in there for a while. Zach Bankston come on through a couple of innings and gave up 6 runs. Mendoza pitched 4 innings and gave up a total of 6 runs. And now Ryan Kern is out there, the third pitcher used by Hastings head coach Russ Kindig, as his next pitch is going to be fouled away on the first base side. Connie has actually got some relief help down in the bullpen warming up here. Dakota Schreiner came on in the last inning to relieve Braden Eckhout. There's the next pitch. It's going to be down low for a ball. And the count is now full of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kern wants to know where that one was. It was right at the knees, but it misses outside. So 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bases are loaded. 2 men out here in the top half of the 8th inning. There go the runners. The pitch comes to the plate, swung on, hit towards second. Merrill has got it, bobbles the ball. Merrill picks it up, and everybody's safe. Error on Hastings. Everybody is safe. Coming in to score is going to be Peyton Pocock. They tack on another run here. Hortley moves over to third base on a play. Hunter King is on at second. Matt Moore is aboard on an error on Hastings' second baseman, Zach Merrill. Now Roseberry comes up there next. So now it's 13-4 in favor of Connie. And Roseberry is hit by a pitch here. That's going to drive home another run. So coming in to score is going to be Ortley from third base. Moving over to third base on the play, Hunter King. Matt Moore moves down to second. Ty Roseberry moves down to first base on the play. Here comes Kevin Asher again. The pitching coach for Hastings is going to make his way out to the pitcher's mound. It's now a 14-4 ball game in favor of Connie Runza over Hastings. And there's 2 men out here in the inning, and we'll see what pitching coach Kevin Asher has to do here in this 8th inning. Hastings already used a couple of pitchers, and Mendoza and Bankston. Ryan Kern has now been out there in the last 1 2/3 innings. Don't have a whole lot of options left. Hastings has played 4 games. This is the 5th one here in the area tournament. Pitching staff is pretty much depleted. In fact, they were kind of concerned if they were happen to play the second ball game, exactly how they were going to piece that thing together. They said they worry about it after this first one. Well, unless they can pull a rabbit out of their hat, they have to worry about game number 2 tonight. 14-4 is the score. Connie Runza has got the lead over Hastings 5 Points Bank. After 2.5 innings now in Hastings at Duncan Field in the juniors ball game, North Platte out on top of Hastings Johnson Imperial Homes by a score of 4-2. North Platte would have to beat Hastings twice in order to win the juniors championship. Home plate umpire goes out there now to break up the conference on the mound. Kevin Asher will return back to the third base dugout. Well, coming to the plate next for Connie is going to be Chris Langen. He's flown out to left field tonight. He has walked once. He's flown out to center field. He's flown out to third base, and he's grounded out once. Langen hits that one down the line at third, fielded there by Spilnick. His long throw over to first base in time, and they've got him. Nice play there by Spilnick at third base. Retires Chris Langen over there at first. So Hastings gets out of the inning with no further damage done. 2 runs do score, though, for Connie Runza. They've got the lead as we head to the bottom of the 8th inning. It's Connie 14, Hastings 4.
Play ball! Great fielding and solid hitting start with the right stuff from TM Sporting Goods. Choose from brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, and Wilson. All the summer sports are made better with the right apparel and equipment from TM Sporting Goods.
Save!
Then roll in the expertise provided by Steve Varinall and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, a division of Protein Design. Every sport done right.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at Billwood Field in North Platte as we head to the bottom of the eighth inning tonight. This one's scheduled for 9 between Kearney and Hastings. General rule is in effect, so Hastings will have to again score a run here to continue the contest into the final inning. Dakota Schreiner is going to come out here and throw for Kearney in this eighth inning of play. Hastings 27-17 on the season. 3-1 here in the area tournament thus far. Kearney 2-0 after wins over Lexington and North Platte. They are 29-18. Trying to win their 30th ball game here in this championship contest. So Hastings will lead things off here. John Blazer, Sam Reimer, and then Brock Dreher. Numbers 8, 9, and 1 in the batting order. Blazer so far tonight, he's hitless. 3 ground outs in the ball game for John Blazer. And Blazer now for the tournament is 0 for his last 8. So he comes to the plate here in the 8th inning of play for Hastings 5 Points Bank. And we'll take a pitch for a strike here from Dakota Schreiner in the outside corner, nothing and 1. John Blazer during the year, a .291 hitter for Hastings 5 Points Bank. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be some off-speed stuff that just misses inside. And the count of 1-1 now to Blazer of Hastings. John, 23 base hits and 79 trips to the plate this year for Hastings with 4 doubles. He's got 1 home run, and he whacks that one to left field. That's going to be a base hit. So John Blazer gets a base hit, his first one of the area tournament, as he sends that one out to left field. So Blazer gets aboard here in the bottom half of the eighth inning. That's going to bring up Sam Reimer next. Reimer, he has a good job tonight at the plate. He's got a RBI double in the second inning. He walked in the fifth. And he's got a single in the seventh inning of play and scored a run. So Reimer officially 2-for-2 at the plate here tonight. Coming into this ball game, Reimer was 1 out of 14 for the area tournament. So he's picked up a couple of base hits here tonight. And here's the pitch to him. It's going to be inside for a ball. Reimer dances away from that one in the right-hand batter's box. 1-0. John Blazer, your base runner down there at first base. Connie has led this thing since the third inning of play. Hastings unable to meet any kind of a serious challenge here in this one. Hastings is trailing 14-4. Connie scoring 3 runs in the third, 3 in the fourth, 3 in the fifth, 3 in the sixth, 2 in the eighth inning of play. Here comes the next pitch to Reimer. It's going to be inside for a ball. Now 3-1 to Sam Reimer. Brock Dreher will be next. He's standing in the on-deck circle here for Hastings. Dakota Schreiner winds and pitches. That's going to be down low for another ball. And he walks him. Walk number 2 in the ball game now for Dakota Schreiner since he came out in relief the last inning. Hastings now with base runners at first and second base. And Hastings needs at least 1 run here in the bottom of the 8 to continue this thing. Brock Dreher comes up there next. Hastings with nobody out. There's a ball that's going to be hit down the line of right field. It's going to be in foul territory. North Platte now leading Hastings 5-2 in the juniors ball game back at Duncan Field in Hastings. And North Platte needing 2 wins over Johnson Imperial Homes to win the area championship and move on to the state tournament next weekend. North Platte with a lead over Hastings in the first ball game. Here comes the pitch to the plate. It's going to be down low for another ball. There is now looking at kind of one ball and one strike here. In the right-hand batter's box, waiting on the next pitch here from Dakota Schreiner, who's looking in for the sign from his catcher, Jamison Ortley. He's got it. Here's the next pitch, a fastball that misses outside. And it's now two balls and one strike. And Connie's got a reliever warming up again down there in the first base bullpen. Dakota Schreiner is working from the stretch with Hastings base runners on at first and second base. There's a ball that's going to be hit to the outfield, and that's going to be a base hit. It gets down and soft with a wall at 360 feet away. One run comes in to score, and moving down to second base with a double. An RBI double is going to be Brock Dreher. So Hastings gets on the scoreboard here in the eighth inning. That makes it a 14-5 ball game. Don Blazer comes around to score. That was a hard hit ball again by Brock Dreher. That time to a right center field. That makes it a 14-5 decision now in favor of Kearney. Moving over to the third base on the play is going to be Reimer. And a stand-up double there for Brock Dreher at second base. Pitching coach again for Kearney Runza comes out, makes a brief appearance on the hill. There's nobody out for Hastings here in the eighth inning. It's now 14-5. Kearney has got the lead. Jamison Cockrell comes to the plate next for Hastings. He has not been on the base pads today. He's flown out to left field. He's grounded out once. He's popped into the shortstop, and he's hit into a double play. Here comes the pitch to the plate. It's going to be down low for a ball, and it's 1-0 the count. So Jamison Cockrell gets ahead on the count. Alex Panganiban will follow him. Mason Spilnick in the hole. Hastings down by 9 runs here in the bottom half of the eighth inning. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be in there for a strike, and it's 1-1. To Jamison Cockrell for Hastings. Cockrell was a 301 hitter during the regular season for Hastings 5 Points Bank. Had 34 base hits and 113 trips to the plate. Schreiner working from the stretch. Next pitch is going to be down low for another ball. And the count goes to 2 balls and 1 strike. 2-1 the count to Cockrell. He had 22 base on balls and he had 11 strikeouts coming into the ball game here this afternoon. 2 balls and 1 strike here. Cockrell waiting on the pitch. It's going to be a fastball. It's going to be in there for a strike on the inside corner. And the count is now even up at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nobody out for Hastings. Here in the bottom half of the eighth inning, 14-5. Kearney has got the lead over Hastings 5 Points Bank here in the area championship ball game. Next pitch by Schreiner is swung on. Hit toward left field. Coming on and making the catch here is going to be Matt Moore. And he gets the ball back to the infield. Runners stay put. So Conquo flies out to the left fielder, Matt Moore. Sam Reimer had notions of maybe tagging up there, but Moore gets the ball back to the infield rather quickly there. It's the first out of the inning, and that's going to bring up Panganiban next. Panganiban, he had a double his last time up there, scored a run in the seventh, had a single in the fifth. He walked in the third, and he flew out to right field in inning number one. So he's officially 2-for-3 from the plate tonight with a run scored. Panganiban had a home run yesterday over the fence in left field. The ball Hastings within 4-3 in that ball game against North Platte, and Hastings then went on to win in that ball game 9-6. There's a foul tap here at the plate. And Panganiban falls behind it, no balls and 2 strikes. So nothing and 2 to Alex Panganiban. He started the day with a batting average at .321. Bango's waiting for the pitch here as the pitcher for Kearney, Dakota Schreiner, is staring down. Jamison Ortley behind the plate gets his sign. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball. And a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ken Hastings needing to beat Kearney twice today in order to win the area championship, but things do not look good right now. It's 14-5, inning number 8. We're in the bottom half of the inning with Hastings trailing the ball game. Panganiban is at the plate here with a 1-2 count. There's the ball that's going to be hit the left field. That's going to be a base hit. One run scores. Ball mishandled by Matt Moore. Here comes the second one of the plate. And Hastings is playing another 2 runs here. So Panganiban gets a single to drive home 2 more runs here for Hastings. Sam Reimer comes in from third base to score. Coming around from second base and scoring is going to be Brock Dreher. And aboard at first base with his third base end of the ball game is Alex Panganiban. 14-7 now. Hastings is trailing in the ball game here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Now Mason Spilnick comes up there next. Spilnick, he walked his last time up there. Reached on an error in the fifth inning, hitting to a double play in the third, and he reached on an error in the first inning of play. So Hastings now with 9 base hits in the ball game. Connie's got 11. Hastings has got 2 errors in the ball game. Connie's got 3. But Connie runs out on top of Hastings by a score of 14-7. Connie looking for their 4th win of the season against Hastings here this year. Mason Spilnick waiting on the next pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike, and it's now 2-1. Mason Spilnick up there for Hastings here in this 8th inning of play. Man is on at first base. That's Alex Panganiban. Hastings has cut the lead now down to 14-7. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be hit to the left side, fielded there by Langan. He goes to second base for 1 over to first base, double play. Mason Spilnick hits into a double play to end the inning. A 5-4-3 double play. And we head to inning number 9 here tonight. Hastings scoring 3 runs there in the bottom of the 8th to pull within 7 runs. We head to the 9th inning with a score. Connie 14, Hastings 7.
Follow the Hastings Legion baseball teams in the Hastings Tribune and online at hastingstribune.com. Also, read stories and see action photos on the Tribune's website. Online, anytime. Huskers and national sports too. Go to HT Media to view and order Tribune sports and news photos. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune and get the e-edition free. Call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at Billwood Field in North Platte, we're going to have another new pitcher, Braden Valentine, now coming out for Hastings. So Ryan Kearney throws 2 innings tonight for Hastings. And now Valentine comes out and he'll throw the 9th inning. So Valentine comes out. We'll check his statistics. He is going 14 innings so far for Hastings. 1-0 is his record. He's got 1 save. That was 14 innings. He's given up 11 hits and 4 runs. 2 of those earned, 7 base on balls and 6 strikeouts. 1.00 is his earned run average. He comes in with his ball club trailing by a score of 14-7. Valentine, he's making his second appearance here in the area tournament he threw the other night. And back to you was the winning pitcher in the ball game against Lexington. On Saturday, through 5 innings, gave up just 1 hit, no runs, 2 walks, and 3 strikeouts during his time out there. So Braden Valentine earning a second appearance here in the area tournament. He will throw the 9th inning of play, but Hastings trailing in the ball game by a score of 14-7. Connie's now got 11 base hits in the ball game. Hastings has got 9. Connie's been in control of this thing since the 3rd inning. In fact, those middle innings, 3rd, 4th, 5th, and 6th, they scored 3 runs in each of those innings. They come back with 2 runs in the 8th inning, and now they're here in the 9th inning. So they come to the back here. This is going to be Dakota Schreiner. He started at shortstop tonight. He's now the pitcher for Kearney. Dakota Schreiner, so far, he has struck out once. He has singled, struck out again. He has walked, and he has walked. Taps that one down the line at third. Picked up there by Spilnick. He goes to first base. That's going to be in time. And Dakota Schreiner is retired in the play from third to first for the first out of the 9th inning. Here's Phil Vornhagen coming up there next. Warren Hagerty's flown out a couple of times. Had a single in the fifth inning. Had a single in the sixth. He flew out to the second baseman. So he's officially 2-for-5 from the plate here in the ball game tonight against the Hastings pitching staff. Valentine goes to work. Here's a pitch down low for a ball. That's 1-0. Winner of the area tournament moves on to the state tournament in Grand Island on Saturday. The loser of this ball game will move on to the state tournament at Omaha South. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike, and it's now 1-1. North Platte continuing to lead Hastings in the first game of the juniors tournament down at Duncan Field. 5-2 is the score now. They're in the third inning of play. North Platte needing to beat Hastings twice in order to claim the area championship there and move on to the state tournament and the junior side of things. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be up high by Valentine. And the count is at 2-1. So Hastings has done a good job the last three games here in the area tournament. Three elimination ball games after losing to North Platte in the opening round on Friday. But there's not enough pitching to stay with a good team like Connie Runza here tonight. And that's showing 14-7. The count is at 3-2. Here comes the next one by Valentine. It's swung on and foul tap. Asher unable to hold on to that ball into the glove, so Bill Vornhagen will have another chance here. Actually, 2-2 is the count on Vornhagen. Peyton Pocock would be next. Connie Runza trying to wrap up the championship here tonight. There's the next pitch. Going to be fouled away here on the third base side. The count remains at 2-2. So 2-2 the count here to Phil Vornhagen. He's been out right field all night long tonight. Next pitch is a check swing foul on the first base side. The count remains at 2-2. Hastings in their red tops here tonight. Connie is in their all-white uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the blue. Braden Valentine rocks and fires. The right-hander throws under the plate and swung on and missed. He strikes him out. So strikeout number one in the ball game for Braden Valentine. And now Peyton Pocock comes up there next. Pocock tonight has walked. He has singled. He's been hit by a pitch. He has struck out once. He has walked again. He has scored 3 runs for Connie Runza. He takes a strike here from Braden Valentine, and there's 2-1. Peyton Pocock started the day with a batting average of .256. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball, and it's now 1-1. Hastings Johnson Imperial Homes has scored a run now, and they trail North Platte by a score of 5-3 as they work their way into the fourth inning of play at Duncan Field. So 5-3, North Platte leading Hastings in the juniors ball game. 2-1 the count here to Peyton Pocock. Braden Valentine working for the full windup. Here it's on the way, and it's going to be popped up here. It's going to stay in the infield. Zach Merrill grabs it, and Connie goes down in order here in the ninth inning of play. Connie with no runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base will go to the bottom of the ninth with a score. Connie 14, Hastings 7.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of broadband internet, computer services, security systems, telephone systems, and more. Glenwood is set apart from other providers with their 97% exceptional customer satisfaction service. Friend Glenwood on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Five Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the 5-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Well, we head to the bottom of the ninth inning here. Hastings trailing the contest 14-7. Dakota Schreiner back out there for Connie Renza. They'll try to finish things off for Connie in this championship mode here tonight. Hastings will have numbers 5, 6, and 7 in the batting order. Brooks Asher, Zach Merrill, Ryan Kern. Hastings will need 7 runs to continue the ball game. Again, Hastings needing 2 wins here tonight to win an area championship, but things do not look good here in game number 1. Trailing by 7 runs, stranger things have happened. We'll see what happens here. Brooks Asher leading things off, and the pitch by Dakota Schreiner is going to be down low for a ball. Asher so far tonight is 0 for 3. He's struck out twice and he's grounded out once. Reached on a base on balls tonight. There's a pitch that's going to be down low for a ball. It's going to be 2 balls and no strikes. I wouldn't think that the rope will be too long here on Dakota Schreiner if he happens to get into trouble here in the ninth inning. There's a ground ball toward third base. Langan has it. He picks it up and it goes to first base. That's going to be in time. He kind of bobbles the ball down there. As it goes ricocheting off of his chest, he picks her back up off of the turf and gets it over to Roseberry to record the out. So one man out for Hastings now here in the ninth inning. Zach Merrill coming to the plate next. Merrill grounded out, flown out to center field. He's grounded out again, and he's been hit by a pitch. He's 0 for 3. Here comes Merrill. He strolls to the right-hand batter's box, and a pitch to him is going to be down low for a ball. 1 ball and no strikes. Ryan Kern will follow him. Here comes the next pitch by Dakota Schreiner is going to be in there for a strike. 1-1 to count now to Zach Merrill. Merrill expected to do some early pitching in the state tournament coming up next weekend. Hastings 5 points bank, either game 1 or game 2. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. 2 balls and 1 strike now to Zach Merrill. Dakota Schreiner working on the hill for Connie. Here's the next pitch down low for another ball. That's now 3 balls and 1 strike. If Hastings would have forced a second ball game today, I have a funny feeling we could have been here till morning. Each of these pitching staffs are going to be depleted after what we saw here tonight. Next pitch going to be out down low for a ball, and he walks him. So another walk given up there. Dakota Schreiner has now walked a total of 3 guys since coming on in the 7th inning of play. Ryan Kern. Check that. Valentine's going to come to the plate now. Valentine comes to the plate here in the 9th inning. Valentine threw the last half of an inning for Hastings 5 points bank, so he's going to have a chance to bat here in the number 7 position. And a pitch by Dakota Schreiner is going to miss down low. 1 ball and no strikes to Braden Valentine. Valentine hitting .351 on the season. He's got 27 base hits and 77 trips to the plate. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike, and it's 1 ball and 1 strike. Player of the game coming up in the coach's post-game show here on 1230 KHAS. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike in the inside corner from Dakota Schreiner, and now it's 1 ball and 2 strikes. 1 man out for Hastings here in the 9th inning of play with a runner on at first base. Next pitch is going to miss inside, and the count now is at 2 balls and 2 strikes. The count is even, and the on-deck circle here for Hastings is going to be John Blazer. Sam Reimer would follow him. Then we'll have the top of the order again in Brock Greer. Next pitch is going to be outside for another ball. So it's 3 balls and 2 strikes here to Braden Valentine for Hastings. 9 walks and 18 strikeouts so far this year. Next pitch is going to be inside for a ball, and he walks him. So now we've got 4 walks given up by Dakota Schreiner. Zach Merrill heads down to second base into play. Valentine is on at first. Don Blazer comes up there next. Neither team wanting to use any of their frontline pitchers tonight because of the state tournament that gets underway on Saturday. And it's turned into a long baseball game. And Dakota Schreiner is now going to pitch to John Blazer. The first pitch to him is going to be down low for a ball. Hastings with 1 man out here in the bottom half of the 9th inning. Connie leading 14-7. Schreiner's next pitch is going to be down low, right at the knees for a strike. One ball, one strike now to John Blazer. He's got a single on his four trips to the plate here tonight. He's grounded out the other three times. Another pitch is going to be hit right back through the middle. Picked up by the second baseman. Steps on the bag over the first base. Double play. Ball game over. Double play here. The second baseman, Peyton Pocock, grabs the ball, touches the bag at second base, goes over to first to record a double play, and the inning is over. In the ninth inning of play, Hastings scores no runs on no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. Final score, Kearney wins it tonight over Hastings by a score of 14-7. Back with a recap after this.
In a world where summer thirst runs rampant, a new type of refreshment is looking to rule. Something new, something big, something real big. From the creators of Pepsi, the biggest thing to hit summer since the sun, it's Pepsi made with real sugar. Prepare to experience explosions of taste, daring acts of refreshment, and more flavor than one summer can handle. With amazing made-with-real-sugar performances from Pepsi, wild cherry, and vanilla flavors. Plus, chilling performances by frosted glasses and ice cubes. This summer, refreshment has a new address. And it's closer than you think. Make it a real big summer with three new flavors of Pepsi made with real sugar. It's the only summer blockbuster guaranteed to leave you satisfied. Pepsi. Live for now.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Goodyear, driven by those who use the world as their proving ground. And everything we've learned making these tires inspires what we roll into yours. Goodyear, more driven.
And now through July 31st, get up to $80 by mail-in rebate when you purchase a set of four select Goodyear tires. Double your rebate up to $160 when you make the purchase on your Goodyear credit card.
Come see us at Graham Tire for a better tire and service experience. Graham Tire, your tire store next door.
1230 KHAS.
Back of Bill Woodfield here in North Platte as Kearney runs it, knocks off Hastings for the fourth time this season, this time 14-7 in the Area 7 championship ball game. Kearney scoring 14 runs on 11 base hits, 3 errors. They leave 12 men on base. Hastings 7 runs, 9 hits, 2 errors. They leave 10. Hastings now 27-18 on the season. They'll play in the Class A state tournament in Omaha beginning on Saturday. Kearney, they win the Area 7 championship for the eighth straight year. Kearney now 30-18 in the season. They will play at the Grand Island state tournament beginning on Saturday. Hastings just did not have enough pitching here tonight. Alex Mendoza went four innings tonight, had six walks, six runs, scored, one strikeout, gave up five hits. Zach Bankston came on. He threw two innings, gives up six runs, five hits, a strikeout, and three walks. Saw a couple of innings out of Ryan Kern and Braden Valentine. Threw one inning tonight. Winning pitcher for Kearney is going to be Braden Eckhout. He goes 6 2/3 innings. He gives up a total of four runs, six hits, four base on balls, two strikeouts. Dakota Schreiner goes the final 2 1/3 innings, gives up three runs, three hits, four base on balls, and one strikeout. Kearney scoring three runs in the third inning tonight, three in the fourth, three in the fifth, three in the sixth, and two in the eighth inning. Hastings scoring one in the second, one in the fifth, two in the seventh, and then three in the eighth. They didn't have enough to stay with Kearney runs it tonight as Kearney wins the area championship for the eighth straight year. They beat Hastings tonight by a score of 14-7. Now stay tuned for the player of the game and the coach's post-game show as American Legion Baseball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play of today's game has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local athletics. Stay tuned. Our post-game report is up next on KHAS Radio, 1230 AM.
Get more than you expect. Direct.
That old bed of yours still got you tossing and turning at night? It's time to invest in better sleep. Let Furniture Direct in Hastings and a Simmons Beauty Rest mattress provide you the solution. With a Simmons Beauty Rest mattress, you'll get the legendary support of the pocketed coil technology plus air-cooled memory foam for a cool, comfortable sleep. Get more than you expect with free local delivery with any Simmons Beauty Rest mattress set purchase. Sleep in comfort again with a Simmons Beauty Rest mattress from Furniture Direct in Hastings.
Sidewalk sale days are on at Gary Michaels Clothiers in downtown Kearney. Spectacular savings on summer clothing. Suits and sports coats, $99 and up. Shorts, tees, and polos, $19 and up. Neckties, $19. Select summer sportswear, also available in big and tall, 50% off. And ladies, Gary Michaels is bringing clothing from the Hastings store. Prices, $9 and up. Lines including Sharon Young, Spanner, Trulux Denim, and Adventura. Shop sidewalk savings at Gary Michaels Clothiers on the Bricks in downtown Kearney this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
The Player of the Game is brought to you by Hastings Tribune. Check us out at www.hastingstribune.com.
All right, back here at Bill Wood Field. Again, Kearney wins the championship tonight over Hastings. So their run ends for Hastings 5 points bank, 14-7. The final score here tonight, Kearney wins it. This is the Player of the Game on 1230 KHIS. And we saw four different pitchers out there today for Hastings. Alex Mendoza, Zach Bankston, Ryan Kern, Braden Valentine. Offensively, Hastings getting base hits tonight from Brock Dreher. Also, Alex Panganiban getting base hits. Also from, Ryan Kern had one, and John Blazer had one. Sam Reimer had a couple of base hits tonight. All candidates for our Player of the Game. And we'll come back and name our Players of the Game right after this.
Follow the Hastings Legion baseball teams in the Hastings Tribune and online at hastingstribune.com. Also, read stories and see action photos on the Tribune's website, online, anytime. Huskers and national sports too. Go to HT Media to view and order Tribune sports and news photos. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune and get the e-edition free. Call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Our Player of the Game tonight for Hastings 5 points bank will be Alex Panganiban. Panganiban getting three base hits in the ball game tonight. Scored a run, had two RBIs, also walked in the ball game. So Alex Panganiban with three base hits tonight for Hastings 5 points bank, but they come up short as they lose to Connie Runza in the championship ball game of the Area 7 tournament. Final score of 14-7. Alex Panganiban, our Player of the Game tonight for Hastings 5 points bank. Stick around. The coach's post-game show is up next. You're listening to Legion Baseball.
The Player of the Game is brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 402-461-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com. Stay tuned. The coach's post-game show is up next on your link to local sports, 1230 KHAS.
DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services. We take care of our neighbors.
This is Scott DeWitt asking you to consider us for cremation services. With the simplicity and dignity cremation offers, we can provide a variety of options. If you've already made the choice, start here for a free consultation and information on cremation.
At DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services, we take care of our neighbors. Serving Hastings and surrounding communities. Call 402-462-4444. Online at DeWittFuneral.com.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, 207 South Burlington, is the place for all your rehabilitation needs. PTSR offers a wide variety of services, including orthopedic, neurologic, and sports injury rehabilitation. A certified hand specialist is available for the more delicate upper extremity injuries. Aquatic therapy and balance training is also available. A certified athletic trainer is on staff as well. PTSR has a strong industrial services division providing physical and functional capacity testing, as well as drug and alcohol screening. Please visit our website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
It's time now for the Coach's Post Game Show on 1230 KHAS. Now, let's get back to the diamond to talk with the coach.
And Kearney wins the Seniors Area 7 Baseball Championship tonight with a 14-7 win over Hastings 5 points bank as we went for Hastings head coach Russ Kindig to make his way up here to the broadcast facility tonight. Juniors ball game down at Duncan Field in Hastings after five innings. North Platte with a lead over Johnson Imperial Homes of Hastings. The score is 11-3 as they head into the sixth inning tonight. North Platte needing to beat Hastings twice to win the area championship. And so far, North Platte with a commanding lead in game number one. It is 11-3 as they play into the top of that for the sixth inning out of Duncan Field. So they could be headed for two ball games there tonight at Duncan to decide the juniors championship. We'll take our break. We'll be back right after this.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
Again, Kearney wins it here tonight, 14-7 over Hastings Five Points Bank to win the Area 7 Seniors Championship here tonight as Hastings head coach Russ Kindig joins us in the post-game show following the loss tonight. Hastings officially finishing 3-2 in the area tournament this year after losing that opening ball game on Friday. And coach, as we take a look at this contest, I think it was a simple case. We had nothing in our tank.
Yeah, we were running out of gas, and you could tell.
Talk about we knew the pitching was going to be pieced together here tonight at best, and I guess we did our best with what we had out there.
Yeah, we sure did, and they hit the ball a little bit. We had a couple walks in there that kind of blew it open, but, you know, there's two times that elimination could have happened after the seventh inning, and we came out and scored some runs. So, you know, we gave every effort we had, and everything we had we left out on the field, but just not enough left in the tank after 5 days of baseball.
Connie, is tough enough to go into and play these guys with maybe our first three or four pitchers, but when we're down in rotation, down into our fifth, sixth, and seventh, it's just doubly tough.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, Ryan came in through well, but, you know, he's not a guy that we plan on throwing in the area tournament if we don't have to. So Alex did well. He competed and just didn't make enough plays for him the one inning that kind of got us in the hole on the double play ball. We got to turn double plays on in postseason like that especially.
We kind of talked in the pregame about keeping Kearney out of the big innings, and they had three, four, five, and sixth innings. They scored three runs. Not huge innings, but still enough times to do damage on us.
Yep, that's right. They're good at that. They pieced good innings together there. We didn't answer very many of them, and you get down. So, you know, you could just tell. Things that we normally do, we weren't doing very good today on the bases, and, you know, our dugout was pretty dead. That's just a lot of baseball, five straight days of baseball for us. You could tell they were fresh.
Is this a real downer that you couldn't win the area championship, but you guys happy because you qualified for the state tournament?
Right, it's a different situation, knowing that we're in already. You know, we didn't want to waste any pitching because we're going to need everybody we got come Saturday. So, you know, it's just a different situation. Of course, you would love to win the district, been in Grand Island, stop a streak of about eight or nine, I think, that Kearney's won straight, but, you know, maybe next year.
So now looking ahead to the state tournament, we didn't use any of our number one or number two or three or four pitchers here tonight, so we're set up for the state tournament next weekend?
Yeah, you got to think so. Zach threw Friday, so he should be ready on a Saturday. That's 6 days of rest. Mace threw on, what would that have been? Got my days are all mixed up. Sunday, so, you know, he's right around the corner too, so we should be ready to set the rotation again, whether we go with Sack or who we will, but we've got a couple days to decide that.
We got a state tournament in Omaha now, and actually the competition is going to be tough. We kind of looked at things last night. Your feelings on competing in the state tournament.
Right, you know, we were looking at it, not that we wanted to go to Omaha, but, you know, of the two, you know, Prep and Grand Island, Pius are all in that American division. It's looking like we're getting Millard North, unless they lose two games today. You know, not that either of them are going to be any easier, but, you know, if we can get away from Grand Island, who's probably the best team we've seen this year, we're going to be happy with that.
We're going to see some teams in the state tournament that we have seen during the regular season and we have beaten this year. So,
yeah,
we have a chance to maybe win some games down there.
Yeah, we do. You know, Looks like Columbus is probably going to be in that, you know, so that's a team we beat twice. Omaha South, we don't know a whole lot about, but definitely a team that we think we should probably be able to beat. If we see Millard North, we beat them. If we see Millard South, we beat them. Papillion La Vista South is going to be over there, we beat them. Lincoln Southwest, we lost in a one-run game. We're one unearned run in the first inning and lost 1-0 against them. So we feel like we can play with those guys too. So, you know, we're excited. We really think we have a great shot at this weekend.
Go home and recharge the batteries, and we'll do it again next weekend.
Yep.
Right?
Yep, definitely.
All right, thanks, bud.
You're welcome.
That's Russ Kindig, head coach for Hastings 5 points Bank. Again, Kearney wins it tonight over Hastings. Hastings just simply ran out of gas. 5 games, 5 days. Hastings drops this one to Kearney tonight, 14-7. Kearney 14 runs, 11 hits, 3 errors. They leave 12. Hastings 7 runs, 9 hits, 2 errors. They leave 10. We'll head to Omaha next weekend for the state baseball tournament with Hastings 5 points Bank. We'll let you know how the brackets all shake out here in the next day or two and let you know our broadcast plans here on 1230 KHS. That'll wrap things up from North Platte tonight. Again, the final score, Kearney 14, Hastings 7. Kearney wins the Area 7 Baseball Championship for the 8th consecutive year. For my producer and engineer, John Deborah, and I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from North Platte.
You've been listening to the Coach's Post Game Show. Join us all season long for American Legion Baseball coverage on your link to local sports, 1230 KHAS. American Legion Baseball coverage is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.